Blog Talk Radio.
Were you born an asshole? Or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. 'Cause you're an asshole tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second episode of Two People Talking. Tonight's show will feature your usual fare of crazy banter, starring none other than the lovely Ryan, who is still trying to figure out how to dial into the show. Until then, you will just have to suffer my long droning voice, because I am only one person talking. All right, people. Enough of that nonsense. Tonight, we've got a wonderful show for you. I have no idea what that means, because I never script any of my shows. I never plan in advance for them. In fact, I didn't even send out a bulletin for them. They just happen. And that takes a lot of guts, you see, because a lot of people, I think, are motivated not so much by a passion for what they do, but by one of the several motivations as brought forth by Abraham Maslow, such as the motivation to belong, the motivation for self-esteem, the motivation to be famous, the motivation to possess power, the motivation for sex and glory, and I'm just taking a big leap of faith that when I start my show, that people are going to show up. And if they don't, well, I just keep talking. And if they do, then I still keep talking. And right now, we have two people calling into the show. And it looks to me like it's our regulars, Ryan and Melza. And I'm going to unblock them right now so you can see just how pitiful and lame these people are. Hold on. Hi, Melza.
Hello.
How are you?
Huh?
How are you?
I'm good. I just got back from my first day of work.
First, say hello to Ryan.
Hello.
Hello.
Tell us, what was your first day of work like?
It was long.
That's enough. Okay. Ryan.
What?
How did it feel to see that happen to somebody else instead of you?
It didn't feel great.
Yeah, kind of feels horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Melza. Continue.
Hold on, I have to plug in my phone because it's going boop.
Yeah, don't get my listeners too excited. For those of you, by the way, who don't know anything about the Sam Freedom phenomenon, the blogs are found at www.myspace.com/Sam Freedom. Archives for prior shows, some of which are a riot, are blogtalkradio.com/Sam Freedom, and if you want to take your chances and call into this big dunking clown booth of a radio show, then the phone number to call is 646-652-4573. Now, Milza, you have a straight line to Fat Kid 6 Delta, right?
I have a what?
You have a line to Fat Kid 6 Delta, right?
What does that mean?
That means you can contact them right now?
If left my phone here and went to the computer, I can...
Boring.
Okay, just do it.
Okay, I'll be back.
Boring.
There we go.
Do you want me to just tell him to call in, or...
Just send him the number. He'll know what to do.
I could threaten him with... Okay.
And then I can play this. All right. So, Ryan, do you follow politics at all?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of stuff on TV lately, and it's pretty freaking boring. But I'll tell you, what I've started this week is going to be a very fun run of episodes about the blogger Krabby. Have you read my latest blog?
Yep.
Okay. Nobody knows what I have up my sleeve, but I did put the word out today. Did you see the banner that I made?
Yep. And I saw the bulletin and
what's
all that?
Huh?
I saw the banner and the bulletins, yep.
Okay. Did you like the banner? Did you think it was cute?
Yeah.
You know what that? You know
it
where he was?
Like you spend a good amount of time on stuff like that. I mean, as far as putting effort. I'm not saying you have. I'm not implying you.
I did it in my sleep.
Okay.
All right. No, seriously, that was a big sumo wrestler in a tutu.
Uh huh.
And that was Vaseline on his head, so that's where he was going. Anyways, so nobody knows quite where I'm quite headed with this, except that I was unable to post the first segment today. And I'm not going to talk about it too much because I just want it to be a fun surprise for people. You know, to kind of just repair all the damage that Krabby Cakes has done and make him...
Shut your damn cake hole!
Okay. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send a little bulletin to everybody, I think. A little bulletin to everybody on MySpace. Let them know it's a radio show. They can call in. We'll have... See if Gabby calls in tonight, too. She called in last time. once again, for those of you who are listening, it's 646-652-4573. If you're an absolute total chicken who just likes to listen in, that's understandable. You know, that's about 99% of the world. For those of you out there who are a little daring, have a little courage, don't mind getting poked and prodded and opened up and inspected, have your ripe melon inspected, please feel free to call in and join the 1% of us who were born winners. Okay.
I'm back.
Sorry to hear that. What did you find out?
It didn't look like he was online, but I sent him a message anyways, and I put a heart in it.
Okay.
Aw.
Okay. I'm getting the bullet to my last show, and I'm going to be sending it out. Two people talking right now. Here we go.
Actually, no one's talking right now.
No, I can generally consider you a no one, but I don't think that applies tonight.
Oh, why not?
Because you were talking. Right?
No.
Oh, my God.
No,
whatever you do, whatever you do, don't say something interesting. That would be a shock. Okay. We're gonna get right on. We're gonna get back on topic in a second here. This is just how I roll, folks. You know, it's like I don't send out bulletins in advance. I don't like. In fact, you know, here's a scoop. Here's how my day went today. It was, you know, I have basically every day of the week off because it's my life. And you know, if I want to work, I kind of can pick a few hours a day, you know, and do something on the internet, but. Today I was just, as my nephews would say, today we were just going to lamp, which is just, you know, sit around and be like, lamp. But my brother-in-law was moving from one place to another. I say moving, but, you know, will be nice. In any case, he had my two nephews' stuff there. One of my nephews moved a lot of his stuff out. The other one got mono and refused to even address the issue. And... 2 weeks, 3 weeks prior, he could have boxed his stuff up, could have put ads on Craigslist, just said, come over and make offers on these things. But he's been carrying around like 40 years worth of stuff from every place he's moved to, like Box City. Like loads of boxes filled with memoirs and all sorts of broken shit because I've basically helped him move probably four or five times ever since I've known him. I've known him since I was 13. So I've known him 26 years, and I've helped him move his shit like four times. And, you know, every time we move, stuff gets broken, and he doesn't even, like, take some of it out. So what we're doing is each move, we're moving more and more broken shit around. And it's just, like, it's unbelievable. And I don't mind helping him move, but when I say, look, I'm just going to come over and help you, I'll help you out for an hour or 2 hours, and it turns into 8 hours because nothing is ready. Like a full move from square one with two kids' stuff and his all just like everywhere. And needless to say, I'm fairly beat up and infuriated. Have you ever gone to help somebody like that and they totally just like take you for granted or they totally just like aren't ready?
Yep. That was my entire existence at my grandmother's house.
Please tell me, because I know you have so many incredible grandma stories.
But you, have I not taken like huge liberties with your grandmother just for the sake of being entertaining? Have I not, you know, people don't know this, but Ryan's grandmother, I'm not disrespectful to elders, but Ryan's grandmother has her own viewpoints of the world where she brings it on herself a little bit because she has all these anti-Bush subversive kind of like, you know, the government sucks kind of stuff. And I'm not disrespectful about it, but I generally tend to like, you know, I'll get down and go and get in the dirt with people if they want to start that stuff. So what was the last thing I said to your grandmother, Ryan? Remember I told her to give you the finger and she wouldn't?
Yep.
And I said, yeah, Ryan says you're pretty, what?
I can't remember.
Oh, no, it was a specific word.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Ryan said you're pretty, there was a word for it. Remember I told her? We laughed that I even said it.
Yeah. It was something along the lines of uptight, but it was more appropriate.
Yeah, Ryan's
stiff or, something like that.
Yeah, and that was when she was like, goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But I started calling her Gamma early on, and that held up. Wasn't that a good name?
Yeah, years and years ago.
Yeah. So
I prefer to call her Jabba.
Jabba?
Yeah.
Oh, is she big? Is she that big?
I mean, she's not huge, but she's not little either, and she resembles Jabba in more ways than one.
Does she put a bounty out on people? She doesn't like...
Huh?
She put a bounty out on people? Jabba used to be a money man. He put a bounty out on people.
At one point in her life, I suppose she could. She was related to the right people.
Oh, look at that. Well, I'm going to let in Shanzi, and you start telling us about your what you were talking about with your grandma, how she seems to take your help for granted and never quite ready for you. Hey, Shanzi.
Hey, what up?
How you doing?
No, I have a question before we go into me. Is
okay.
Granny Spry? Is Granny Spry?
Slow down. What?
Is Granny Spry?
This granny doesn't fit any of the typical granny.
Oh.
Even the atypical
like...
granny stuff.
Oh, shit.
Let me put it this way. If you gave her grandmother an enema, she would be able to fit in a matchbox afterwards.
Yeah, this is how she sums up her life. I mean, when she told me this, I said, okay, this is her to a T. She once said, I have never done anything wrong in my entire life. And I looked at her like she was full, you know, like she was joking. And I said, are you joking? And she said, no, I'm not joking. I mean, she was seriously insulted. And I'm like, holy shit. This person is like far more delusional than I thought.
Yeah, that sounds like a personal problem to me.
Yeah.
I was relying on you guys to keep the show going for more than like 30 seconds because I had to put out a bulletin on the show.
Should I talk about all the massages I've given her?
Yeah. Yeah, tell us about that. Like, what exactly happened?
Well, I went to massage therapy school for a while before she, got breast cancer. And I quit immediately.
Wait a minute. Did I hear the BC word? Did you say breast cancer?
Yes.
How can you mention breast cancer in a joke?
It's not a joke.
You're laughing.
Okay.
Ryan,
I guess that's irony.
We don't make jokes about breast cancer on everybody. Two people talking.
What about colon cancer?
Okay.
Can we talk about prostate cancer and how to, like, avoid it?
Yes, everything's okay.
The masturbation, you know? Okay.
Okay, Ryan, you can talk about breast cancer. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyhow, she got breast cancer, and I quit school, and then she ended up being my one and only patient for years. Pretty much every night.
Well, that's kind of suck.
Yeah, pretty much every night. Ryan, come in here. I need to fall asleep. Give me a massage. And
let me ask you a question.
What?
Did she get totally naked for you?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Oh, huh. Yeah.
I need to know these things, and I don't know why, but it's two people talking.
Okay.
Did she have, like little growths and stuff on her body?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like little, like, like skin tabs.
Like little everything, little everything. That's why I'm telling you, she looked like Jabba. I'm not joking.
It's horrible. It's your grandmother. How can you disrespect her like that?
I don't care. It's the truth.
Ryan, let me ask
you. And guess what? I'm going to look like a Jabba myself.
Mute. Okay. I am Obi-Wan. Do not talk over me. Did you find any, like, mushrooms on her back?
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Fungus. Okay, this is disgusting. Now, tell me.
Yeah.
So you basically gave her a massage. That's why, you know, in the beginning, I used to give my family foot massages, you know, like my relatives and stuff. And I really give a great massage.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start doing that, I prefer that a person, excuse me, be judicious in their requesting because, you know, they don't stop and... I don't always stop and think, is this person exhausted? You know, do they need a massage? They always think they want one because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
So my aunt, who has like, you know, we used to joke, one of my aunts has like knuckles and on her toes and hands like lobsters.
Yeah.
Lobster knuckles. And so I would rub her feet. She'd be like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh. And every time I'd go, like she'd come to a family party.
Mm-hmm.
Like her and everyone else, she'd be like, oh, can you just rub my back for a few minutes?
I would get that all the time from everybody.
Well, think about it, but, you know, if you have, like, a family gathering with, like, 40 or 50 people, and, like, 15 to 20 of them are asking you to massage them, they want it for at least 5 minutes.
Right.
That's an hour and a fucking half of massaging your family. Now, maybe on a spiritual path of the highest degree, that's, like, too little time. Maybe that's like, oh, come on, everybody. What's wrong with you? Line up. You know, maybe on a serious spiritual path, But I'm trying to just, like, chill out, have a good time with my family.
Right.
And everyone's, like, showing me their butt crack and going, like, do me.
That's what I got as soon as the small little town that I lived in found out I was going to massage therapy school.
It took the fun right the fuck out of it. Here, let me see if anybody's calling it. 646-652-4573. You get to talk to the witty, wise-cracking Melza, who is sometimes more funnier than she or anybody else in the world can even tell. And then there's Ryan, who is muted so often, I don't even press the mute button anymore. I just say mute, and she observes the penalty. And Shaunzi, who we are fortunate that he even calls in because he's usually either busy drinking, getting laid, or sewing up dead bodies. And you have a wonderful opportunity to speak to any of these people or me at 646-652-4573. And let me just say one thing, folks. If you're listening right now, you're not calling in, you're a fucking pussy, okay? That's 646-652-4573. What's the worst that's going to happen? Well, I mean, we're all, like, taking punishment tonight. We're giving it. That's what it's about. It's two people talking. What is it, Ryan?
Two people talking.
Hey, Melza.
Yes, sir.
What is it tonight?
Two people talking.
Shaunzi, what is it tonight?
Hell no, you ain't going to get me to say that shit.
That was his way of
saying everybody else is doing it.
That was his way of saying two people talking. Mute. Okay, thanks for contributing, Sean. You can say it now, but no one will hear you. All right, we'll take him back out. We can't mute Sean for too long. He has so much important stuff to say.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Usually involves, like, small squirrels and corncob pipes and all kinds of neat little things that you find in the anal pores of the people that you dissect. Have you ever found anything really crazy inside somebody yet? Like, I mean, I know it's, like, probably not much you could, but have you ever looked inside somebody and be like, whoa, dude, what the fuck was this guy eating?
No, but I've found some, like, really raunchy tampons before and, like, someone who's died in an automobile accident. I mean, like, when you pull them out, there's, like, a corking sound that comes with it and, like, a effervescent odor. Nice. Brings out the Vicks, dude. You gotta come down here and get a whiff of that. You're not living until you've had like 3-day old vagina smell that's been dead.
Wearing the same underwear since 2 days.
Exactly. That's what it is too. It's bad hygiene.
I've been wearing the same underwear since Tuesday.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm sorry I didn't play that sooner. Okay, so you found some pretty raunchy tampons and some accident victims. only on two people.
Yeah, let me, tell you more about that. That was an interesting one. The one dude was, like, they had the drug addicts, because the whole... Fuck! I'm getting a call. Hold on.
Sure.
I'm going to, put you on hold.
Yeah, just scream fuck in the middle of my show. It's we do it all the time. Sean, I'm writing this down on my bullet. Sean, about the things. You're really missing out. Okay, well, we're back. Hey, Ryan. Do you have any Percocets left?
No.
What do you mean, no? You had a whole fucking prescription of them the other day.
Yeah.
Would you sell them?
No.
Where are they?
Well, I have them, but...
Mute! You! That is horrible. You lied to me.
I don't even consider them being there. I don't...
Did I ask you to consider something? Did I ask if you had them or not?
Okay. I have them.
Hey,
what?
I got a reply from Fat Kid, and he says no, he's going to bed.
No, tell him he gets on the show, and he says goodnight to us on the show. Right now.
Look, he might be in bed already.
Fine, I'll
be back. Sorry, sir.
My God. You're lying to me, and she's putting up a fight with me. She doesn't know how to tell Fat Kid to get his ass in here. I can't tell Fat Kid what to do. So you still have the Percocets, but you don't feel like you have them.
Yeah.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
You're insane, you know that?
Certified.
Seriously, I'm going to put that bondage and discipline leather mask on you and just spank you in public.
My dad threatened to do that to me.
Yeah, but...
Without the mask.
I know, but I'm doing it for the mask, just to protect the public.
Okay.
Yeah. Why would your dad want to do that to you in public? How long ago was that, too?
When I was, 7 or 8 in the grocery store, when I was acting out, he said that he'd pull down my pants and spank my bare ass in front of everybody.
Yeah?
Yep.
And then did you, call me up and have an orgasm afterwards?
When I was 8?
Oh, no. I was thinking when you were 18.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, it looks like Stephanie's calling back in because I know that 978 area code. Everybody get ready. Oh, my God.
God.
Stephanie?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
No way.
Yes way, Ted.
Nuh-uh. You are so not.
I so am.
No. Look it. I could take a vote right now and we would all say you are so not.
I so totally am.
Okay.
What did I miss?
Huh?
What did I miss?
What do you mean, what did you miss?
I was gone.
I got news for you.
Fat kid.
At your level of awareness, you miss a lot more than I could even explain to you in the next 3 hours.
Who's on? Because I haven't even been listening. I just called.
Yeah.
I saw the bulletin again.
I know. Well, for that, you have to go over my knee. But Ryan, it's
wait,
fine.
Wait. Who's on?
That's Stephanie called back in from last week, remember?
I see.
Sean's on.
Oh, I'm back. Back.
Okay, Sean.
Okay, I have to clarify. It's Seanzy, not Jonesy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Seanzy was just... Seanzy, okay. Remember how we talked about Seanzy being like a professional undertaker and bomber guy?
Right.
Well, we were just asking him, what are some of the crazy shit that he's found in bodies? And do you mind if I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. Sean, you want to tell her?
Yeah, fucking, I found this, let me just describe it as a wine bottle factor.
Ugh.
Okay. A tampon went up this woman probably God knows how long before we received her. She went down an embankment with her fucking husband. They were high as fuck. They ended up staying there for 4 days. So you've got a buildup in there. And so when we uncorked her, oh, it was like Vicks.
Oh, my God.
That's just nasty.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but, he has to do it. You just had to hear the story.
Can I ask him a question?
Sure, go ahead.
How much shit have you removed from somebody? What's the biggest amount
of
crap?
Oh, my God. Great question, Sean.
Oh, my God.
Sean, how much shit have you moved from a cadaver? What's the most?
The most that I've ever, like, actually, like, registered was, like, 3 pounds, which is normal.
Oh. You really have to do that?
Oh, yeah. You have to pull all the fluids and
like, you just don't take out, like, the colon or whatever?
Uh-huh. Oh, well, you pump all that shit out and then you pack it.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, he does the stuff that, like, you know the funny thing is, when people like, are trying to, like, root for immigration, illegal immigration, and they go, well, you know, those Mexicans, they all come over here and do the jobs that no Americans want to do. It's like, Sean's doing the fucking job nobody wants to do, right? You think you're going to get a Mexican to do that?
Oh, it takes all kinds.
No. You're doing the job that no American wants to do.
He's doing the job nobody wants to do.
That's exactly right. Maybe Dr. Mengele. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi. That's about it. Hey, Milza.
Yes, sir?
I worked the Nazis into my show again.
I know. I noticed.
Okay, mute. That's it. You seriously cannot rise to the occasion. Hold on. Mute. Hey, Milza, is your friend going to call in tonight?
I don't know. I can't. Okay.
Give me a P. P. Give me a U. U. Give me a double S.
He said he was
over. Give me a Y.
Like, I told him, it's like the radio show is tonight. He's like, I don't know. Because I'm kind of over him now.
Yeah,
he's
well,
over you.
Tell him he's like a bitch. I mean, you know.
And then he told me that if I talk about him.
Oh, my God.
Let him know later.
He's like a bitch.
Let me tell him that he's being a bitch.
He's being like
hey.
He's being like a bitch. Like he's all over me now. Like I care. Tell him to call on the show and have a good time. I'll mute him like once or twice, and then you know, we'll start to talk normal. What's up, Steffi? What were you oh my godding?
So I was oh my god, and you calling her a bitch? What the hell?
Called who a bitch?
Melza.
No, usually I call her a bitch, but I was calling the guy that we're talking about a bitch.
Oh yeah, they have a guys do have a tendency to be quite bitchy.
Well, yeah. I mean, like,
they're worse than girls.
You know what? I beg to differ.
You what?
I had an experience this week. My fiance tried to dress me for the first time.
Oh, you should let her do that.
No.
I'm telling you now, my husband had no idea until I came along. He was like wearing black socks with boots and fucking shorts. And shorts and stuff. And I was like, no, honey. Let me put you together.
I think Shaunzy meant he tried to dress her in women's clothing.
No.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
No,
let's
in
explore that.
Yeah. So it was the first time, Sean?
Huh? Oh, no, just in the bedroom, I said, you know, role play.
Excuse me.
That's fun.
Hey, I ought to just give you some beer. It goes right through you.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Who's that talking on my show like that? It's supposed to be two people talking. Oh, my God, it's Herman Munster's back, everybody. If you haven't heard yet, it's definitely laughs like Herman Munster when she gets caught.
Don't start with me, I swear. We went to see Evan Almighty at the movie theater tonight, and I busted up in the middle of the movie theater, and people were turning around looking at me.
Would you say you busted a nut in the middle of the movie theater?
No,
I'm pretty sure that's what she said.
Yeah, I busted up. I do at least.
Probably in prison, wasn't it?
I bust a nut at least twice in every movie I see. I'm not kidding. I don't care. It's dark there. If people end up seeing me, it's their own fault because they're probably staring. How can your eyes adjust if you don't stare? You know, if you think you're seeing something, look away. Before your eyes adjust. It's not my fault, right?
All right, Pee-wee.
No, it's a little different. I don't run a kid's show. I run a show for adults that act like kids.
They had a preview for this movie coming out called Hot Rod. It looks funny.
Yeah, I actually saw that. Those look pretty good. Uh-oh.
Who's drinking?
I don't know, but it sounded like a bong hit.
I know nothing
Didn't
about
it?
That.
For those of you who are listening and are too afraid to call in, You are a pussy, and you are not a part of two people talking. Phone number is 646-652-4573. Come on and call in. I mean, Stephanie called in, you know. If she can do it, you can do it. And if you don't laugh, if your laugh sounds better than Herman Munster's, you have totally less to worry about. And let's see what else tonight. we have Melza, and we have Ryan, and we have Shanzi. And let's see, somebody else is calling now. I got to abort my spyware scan. Does anybody, everybody here have, like, spyware and virus that, like, interrupt their shit, like, all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I wish they would get rid of that stupid thing on MySpace that keeps showing up in the blogs. I know how to fix it. Look, I have cleaned it out of my computer. I use the scanner.
Excuse me, let's just explain to people what's happening here first. You go to visit a site, and it hijacks your blog page, right, your customized blog section. And
right.
It puts a code in the add your own CSS. For those of you who don't even have technical ability, the bottom line is it hijacks your blog, so if people visit your blogs, they end up getting redirected to a Canadian pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you have to go in and clean out your a certain area of your blog customization area. And since most people are inept when it comes to that stuff, they forget that they also have to, like, re-enter their comment background color and re-enter the width of their blog, because every time you re-customize your blog page,
I took everything out of mine. I took everything out of mine. I even, because everybody was saying that it started on last Saturday, whatever the date was, last Saturday, And I even took my blog, because I don't blog that much. I, like, normally just go around and just, like, you know, jump into everybody's blog and, like, boom, you know, because I'm crazy. And, And so I, like, took down my blog from Saturday, and I took out all my background stuff in my blog and, like, took down my blog from Saturday, and I tried to do that, and I'd clean out my computer, and I even... And I shut down my computer and then, like, didn't even go on MySpace, like, forever today. I know, it's amazing. But, and it's still, and then we went to the movies today and everything because my husband got home so I could stop masturbating.
You are an idiot!
And I can't get rid of it. I think it was my fault. I always think everything's
boring.
My fault, so. Shut up.
Boring. It's not me. That's Homer Simpson. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
So can you summarize that down to, like, maybe one or two sentences?
I can't get rid of it. Damn it.
Okay. That's pretty rough. So, Melza, would you please give everybody the solution? It's solved for me because I use Firefox, and I guess it doesn't happen even with Firefox.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the best fix is to download Firefox unless you have AirFuse. I have hung parents who won't let you download things because they're afraid of viruses when they don't realize that was some sort of... Or not have Visa, because it sucks. You could go to your blog homepage, and on the left side, under My Controls, you can click on Customize Blog, and go all the way down to the bottom where it says... your own additional style sheet, custom style sheet.
Well, do me a favor. Don't tell me just to delete the crap inside that page, because we all know that.
Because it keeps coming back. No, it keeps coming back.
Well, the thing is, it'll come back every time you go to somebody who hasn't cleared out that box.
Right.
So, you... Basically, the best fix is to download Firefox, and if you can't, send a message to everybody and be like, look, fix your crap.
Well, you do that, and then... You know, it keeps coming back for them, too, I guess, because...
That's the solution of all. Just don't fucking use MySpace. It's been working wonders for my computer.
I can't help it, man. I'm addicted.
I am not addicted to MySpace.
I am so addicted.
I am so not.
I can't stop.
Oh, my God. I'm so not.
I'm
totally
not. I'm not kidding. You know, I can be, like, totally, like, in a different room. And I can be on a bus or a train, like, somewhere across the planet. And when I sit in the same position that I sit in my computer chair, I need MySpace. Don't laugh.
I was doing so good, man.
No
I started twitching.
Yeah, I had to, like, I totally almost mugged the person next to me. Dude, let me use your phone, man. Let me use your phone.
Oh, no, I don't use it on my phone.
I don't care. I'll use it any way I can get it when I'm feeding. Hey, you know who's...
Okay.
I found out who's...
Can she not laugh anymore?
No, it's okay.
No.
Hey, listen, I need to tell you guys, I know who is responsible. I found out who was responsible for that blog hijack, and I got a tape of him right here.
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Al Gore. Anything that happens
on the Canadians or what?
anything that happens to Al Gore now, I mean, anything that happens to the Internet now, anything that's bad, it's Al Gore's fault.
Well,
because
you know he invented it.
Because he invented the Internet.
Well, you know, the Internet is just, it's just like a series of tubes.
It's just what?
So, a series of tubes.
It's just a big capacitor to the planet. That's all it is.
Please don't confuse me. I thought it was just like one tube.
Never mind. It's a reference to something that this really old guy said in Congress. He didn't know. Apparently, what the internet was. It's good. It's good. I listen to it all the time. YouTube. Series of tubes.
All right. I just shipped out another bulletin. You know what that means? That means 20 more people are going to look at it and not call in.
Alrighty.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
Did you say your husband is away or he isn't away right now?
No, he got home today.
Oh, wait a minute. No, your real name isn't Stephanie, is it?
What?
Your real name isn't Stephanie, is it?
Yeah.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't have like 1,600 different profiles.
No, but I was just wondering if you were somebody else.
No.
Really?
Prove it. No.
Prove it.
Okay.
You know what?
How do I prove it?
I'll tell you how. Have you ever listened to a seashell? You put it up to your ear and it makes a sound of the ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, each shell makes a distinct ocean-sounding sound, so you can always tell like them apart. I'm telling you that's the truth. If you put the phone down by your open legs, it'll make a very specific sound, and those of us who have been down places that much can tell. So, if you will just put the phone down by your puchani right now.
No.
Well, okay, I can hear it anyway, so it must be pretty big.
No.
Okay,
stop laughing.
Yeah, sounds like,
no, I have like nightmares. Okay.
I'm listening.
I suggest you seek some serious therapy.
Your pussy sounds like an L-1011 taking off.
Stop. Okay. I'm not laughing anymore.
Excuse me. Has anybody seen my Porsche? That's a punch.
Oh my God, you said that, and there's a freaking plane flying overhead.
Yeah, I'm psychic like that. It's gonna happen. Oh my God, don't let it irritate you. You let everybody irritate you, Milza. Sean, what kind of advice, as like Milza's spiritually MySpace big brother, what kind of advice would you give her so she won't get so upset over things like that?
Honestly?
No, just lie. It's a show, dude.
Okay.
Anything.
I like toast. That's all I have to say right now, because I have to agree with her. I'm like this close, dude. This fucking close. Just me.
Okay, Ryan, I never thought I would go to you for advice and solutions and to patch things up, but
Ted's listening.
It seems like the rest of the ship is mutinying, and I need you to explain to Shanzi and to Milza why not to let these things bother them.
Because then,
well, you know, family's supposed to stick together. God damn it!
Because then you'll be like me.
Okay, do you guys get that now?
No, I'm.
Is that enough to scare you straight? Please.
Hey, Ted's listening.
What?
Ted is listening.
Oh, put Ted on the phone!
He is on the phone.
Oh, shit, my phone's going to die, guys. This isn't going to be pretty.
No!
Enjoy the show without me.
Just in time.
You have to keep it going until I call back, probably. Hold on.
He's gone now.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Fuck yes.
Hey. I'm in charge. I'm in charge because I'm the oldest.
Okay.
I'm back.
What?
Oh, he's back. Stephanie's
back.
In charge.
I may have to call in
what?
A cell phone tonight.
Stephanie's
huh?
in charge.
Yes?
Oh, what? Yes, huh? Okay, lottery time. Next person to say huh loses. Good.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? I'm reaching for the mute button. Was that Melza, everybody?
No.
Who was it?
It was Ryan.
Hi. It was a combination of both of them, dude.
No, it wasn't.
That's okay.
There was
you,
good
Melza.
Harmony on. There was really good harmony there. I liked it.
Ryan?
What?
Ryan, did you say it?
What did I say?
Okay, don't worry about it. I know when Ryan's guilty, guys. I have a beam going into Ryan. I can tell when she's guilty. She's all right this time. Melza, however...
Ryan didn't do anything. She was a good girl.
This is good. My phones are actually working like they should tonight. Okay, so what were we doing here? We were going to check up on something. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
You commented on my blog, right? The one about Krabby?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who Krabby was before I wrote about him?
Yeah, he friended me, like, when something was going on. I don't know.
He what?
He friended me. He sent me a friend request.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, and then he writes blogs about people on MySpace.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's pretty mean, too, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's mean to people.
Someone talk shit about you yet?
Has anybody talked shit about me yet? No.
Is someone else talking?
Well, I mean, if they have, they've...
I'm not talking to you. Shut the fuck up. Shh.
Just who, me?
Yeah.
Yes, you.
Oh.
Okay.
Go ahead, then.
Okay, thank you.
What was your question, Sean?
Who's talking shit about you?
Oh, about me?
Yeah.
No, Krabby actually wasn't talking shit about me specifically yet. But what happened was he was cranking on some of the bigger bloggers who I have nothing against, and they're just trying to build up their own shows and stuff. And a lot of people found it kind of funny. But the truth was while it may have produced a humorous like laugh reaction in me, I found it rather disturbing and insidious because those bloggers did not ask for nor deserve to be treated like that, and they are working at their, you know, like it or not, like Mish, even whether you think he's funny or not, he is passionate about his craft and works to develop it and has worked hard at building up a following the honest and legitimate way.
Yep.
And then you have someone like Krabby who comes along and thinks it's funny to post a picture of him looking like Andre the Giant and make fun of him and tell everyone he's not funny. And even if we all say, well, you know, he's just Krabby and that's how he is and Mish shouldn't take it the wrong way and everybody knows that's just how Krabby is, it actually puts that image and impression in people's mind next to the category Mish. So when they think of Mish, they have that ridiculous portrayal in there, and it really ends up in the overall thing. It cheapens a person's reputation. I found it to be kind of a form of violence and criminal, even if it's not yet illegal.
Holy fuck, dude, you're like the fucking cracker Al Sharpton of fucking MySpace.
What was that?
Sean Z. Oh my God, that was great.
Ryan loves that stuff, Sean. She needs more of you. So,
hey, we have another chosen people out here.
Well, just say that for a second. Repeat what he said, Ryan.
We have another chosen.
What did he say?
Here.
Just we'll get to Ted, I promise.
You're like the fucking cracker.
The cracker Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton of MySpace.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to get Krabby fired, man. So, Ted, are you here?
I'm here.
Yes! Everybody say hi to Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hello.
Hi.
Ted and I go back a long ways. He was one of the people he used to call the local Boston chat lines when I used to call up there and be abusive to everybody. And a lot of the girls who called
Yay.
In, a lot of the girls who called in, they were like that. I don't know, how would you describe it, Ryan? They were like the cows that kept like all the other the bulls happy, so they let them call for free, and all the guys would call in and talk to them. And I called in quite regularly, and I was like paying a pretty hefty bill each month, and I used to, the moderators used to, like, get so mad at me for the shit that I would do, and I'd be like, hey, look, you guys know if you ban me, you're going to have to fire half your staff because I pretty much pay for all of you. So their bosses told them they couldn't cut me off. They couldn't ban me. They couldn't do anything to me pretty much. Remember, Ryan, they would be like, you can't play music out here? And every time I would defy them, I would come out with that song that would go, ding, Einkein Ruf mich
auf. Yes.
Okay. It was a German song from the comedian Harmonist, and I played it every single time. I don't care if they cut me off or nothing. And that's when I met.
I ended up getting cut off because of you.
Why?
Well, because they could do it to me.
Oh, but you used to laugh at it, and they would cut.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, that's when I met Ted out there, too. And even though I tried to explain to Ted that it was just my form of comedy, Ted wouldn't budge. He just thought I was just a rude, crass, mean-spirited guy who verbally abused people.
So how much has changed?
Huh?
So how much has changed?
Well, that's what I was asking. I said I hope something has changed a little bit. At least now I actually invite people to call me and get it rather than force myself on something else. You know what I'm saying? At least now it's by invitation. And people can only blame themselves. Uh-oh, my phone's dying. I'm going to have to call back in on my cell phone. That sucks. But, Ted?
Yes?
While you're out here getting to know Shanti and all the people he's carved up, I want to ask you what you think of the fact that they're catching people at airports now, plugging things.
Yes. He's gone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Whee! Yeah. Shanzi.
Reunited and it feels so good. What?
You must have something to say.
You know, I have a shitload to say, but just no time to say it.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket. Melsa?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have anything to say?
Oh, I have a lot
to
say.
Oh, no, no, I got one thing to say. Fucking, boom, I do have something to say, and I got to find out if there's, like, anybody that agrees with me. You ever seen them fucking Pepsi cups that they have at the 7-Eleven with the twist top?
The Pepsi?
They're like the adult sippy cup.
Yeah.
They're, like, fucking huge.
Yeah.
Them fuckers do not work. You get more on your fucking crotch than you do fucking in your mouth.
Yeah.
They do not fucking worth for dog shit, and I think Pepsi sucks.
Okay, not bad. Not bad. Not entirely, like, pleasing, but it wasn't bad handling on my show while I was gone. The old, like, the top of the cup routine, the top of the cup doesn't work routine. It's kind of, you know, it's a little old, but it's funny. It's still funny.
Okay.
So, thank you for holding it together for me, by the way. I had to call back in on my cell phone. And I just wanted to get, Ted, I want your input. You got mad at me one time when I suggested that, like, terroristic Muslims were probably working alongside you at the airport.
Uh-huh.
And, well, you didn't get, like, you didn't get, like, livid mad. You got mad, like, you know, like you brought up the old Timothy McVeigh. Was he Muslim? You know, like... Like, you get, like, one or two non-Muslim people who blow something up, and all of a sudden they become, like, the huge counterweight to the massive explosion of Muslim terrorism around the country. But now that you see massive, like, people who worked on military bases and at airports to, like, try and blow stuff up, don't you, like, look at people just a little differently anymore? I mean, I'm sure you don't, but I'm really curious about your rationale.
What's your question?
Question is... Are you looking around a little bit differently now? Because, like, I'm sure somebody thought those Mohammeds were perfectly okay.
Okay. Well, how can you tell if somebody's a Muslim?
They pray five times a day on a rug. They have to.
Hmm?
They pray five times a day on a rug, wherever they are.
Okay.
They have to.
So I guess the question I'm asking you is, if I converted and become Muslim, would I look differently?
Okay, but, you know, converted Muslim is a little bit different when it comes to adopting a radical ideology that's stuffed down their throat since birth.
Because those guys that were caught recently at Kennedy, they were not from the Middle East.
Okay, but I didn't say Middle Eastern Muslims.
Right. I mean, they as far as I know, they have converted to Islam.
Yeah.
Right.
So now you even have more people to watch out for. My God, you're just making my case.
The shoe bomber was a Jamaican, right?
Yeah, but he looked Muslim.
He looked Muslim?
Yeah. See that screwy look on his face? Come on.
Muslims look, they look screwy.
You couldn't look at him and tell he was a shoe bomber just by looking?
You could pretty much tell he was a shoe bomber, but you couldn't tell he was a Muslim.
No. Now you're playing games. See, I walk down the street, right, and I see people that look to me like they'd be shoe bombers.
Yeah.
And I go right up to them and I say, I want you to know something.
Yeah.
I can't prove it now. Okay? But as long as you know that I know that you're a shoe bomber, that's what matters, buddy. Now get lost.
Uh-huh.
You're making that up.
Are you making that up. Are you kidding me?
No.
Do you think I make stuff up on two people talking?
Yeah.
Somebody have a word with this one. I'm gonna put Ryan. I'm gonna put you and her on mute. Will you have a word with her, please? Okay. Listen. This is normally for men, but this applies to you right now, Stephanie. Okay.
You can just tell he's begging for an ass kicking.
No, you may think I'm joking, but if I see someone who looks like a shoe bomber, I'm done. This is America. I'm protecting America first, no matter what. Even if I'm wrong on 1 out of 100 times, I'm going to do it. So I go right up to him and say, you know what? I look right down at their shoes and I go, oh, thank you, fooling me. You think you're fooling me? I'm not trying to be funny.
If there's a fuse coming out of somebody's shoes, I do get a little concerned.
Yeah. But that, you know, you only spot the fuse after you look at their face and realize shoe bomber. But Ted, be honest with me. Has anything changed since they were discovered at the airport thing, trying to blow up the fuel tank? Has anything changed for you?
No.
So. Does anyone ever bring it up? Does anyone, like any of the Muslim guys you have conversations with, you just say, look, you know, it really sucks because I'm Muslim and I'm a genuine guy, I love America, and I'm getting unfairly treated. Do they ever, like, talk about it?
Maybe to each other.
Talk about, you know, the Moroccans, Ted.
What about, what can I say about it?
How they all went on a trip together.
No, they didn't go on a trip together.
Okay, well, it seemed as though they did. That's what everybody was paranoid about.
Yeah.
Ted.
I work with several guys from Morocco.
Ted.
Yes?
See what happens when you don't make your woman wear a burqa? She gets flippant. Get a burqa on her, Ted. Not Birkenstocks. Get a burqa.
I'll have to go to Burqa King.
That was so
funny. That's it. I'm getting you a dish certificate to Burqa's house. We're gonna make Ryan. Yeah, we're gonna get Ryan in America. Wow.
I'm sorry.
And I'm not picking on her, Ted, but from what Ryan told me earlier.
Yeah. What'd she tell you earlier?
No, I can't say that.
Cut it out. Go ahead.
Believe me, he already knows.
What? You're such a troublemaker.
No, it's okay. So, Ted, honestly,
uh-huh.
When you look at when you have one of your coworkers like filling up a plane or something, don't you look at him a little bit and be like, "Excuse me, Ahmed, you're not doing it like you're supposed to."
That doesn't happen.
Ted, tell me one thing.
I don't work with anybody named Ahmed, but I do work with two guys named Muhammad.
Yeah, tell me one thing though that, like, seriously, that makes you a little.
Me.
Tell me one thing that makes you a little suspicious, please.
One thing that makes you a little suspicious.
You don't just go to work, fill out the planes, and go home. You know, you have to. You look around. I'm sure you notice weird stuff.
Do you know, like what? In 2002, they did raids at Logan.
Yeah.
And they removed, I don't know, like 24 people or something like that from.
Oh shit. That's good news.
Yeah, they were all Latin Americans.
Border crossers.
They were all Spanish speaking people.
Border jumpers, illegals.
So they were. Well, there's a variety of offenses, but some people did not have proper papers to work in the United States.
Wow. So you know all that did? That just made more room for the Muslim terrorists to get in. They replaced them with Muslim extremists.
The first place it happened, actually, was in Salt Lake City before the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And then it happened around
for that one.
And
on the news for many days.
Okay, guys, Gabby's going to call in. Excuse me. The first place they did what?
The first place where the INS or Homeland Security did those raids.
Yeah.
Was in Salt Lake City before the 2002 Olympics, the Winter Olympics. And I think there was over 300 people there.
Do you think that was bad of them?
And supposedly it was a response to 9/11, but the vast majority of people that were affected by it were Latin Americans.
Oh. I see. See, you know what really sucks? Oh, there they are. All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the great Gabdini. Say hello, Gabdini.
Hello. Hey, Gabby. Hello. I love Gabby.
Who else is there?
It's me, Stephanie.
That's it?
I just gave you a list of people, and then you asked me one name that's not even on there.
You said Ted.
Oh, is that his real name?
Yeah.
No, this is a more manly Ted. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I know Jabs is famous on, like, online, okay? And I'm not even going to go into comparisons here, but he's a writer. The Ted that's on here now, he fills up airplanes, okay? There's not much more manly than that.
With fuel.
You know what? I'm going to have to walk it off because I'm telling you, he's going to soak my socks.
Yeah, but he's your fiance of Ryan, who's out here too. So
Ryan. Sorry, Ryan.
That's okay.
No, they don't mind. They don't mind considering a third, you know, third party. Ted doesn't just fill airplanes.
He doesn't just.
Oh my God. I love how nobody laughed. That was awesome. That was amazing.
Yes, because I didn't say it like it was funny. It was true.
I'm not hearing Ted though.
Because Ted's listening to me praise him.
Oh.
I wouldn't speak either if I were praising me.
Oh.
And that was funny.
Did you call that?
No, that was funny. Okay, you all missed
laughing.
You all missed your cue to laugh. Shut up. You're all on me.
Melba hates me. She hates my guts.
No.
Who?
Hold on a second. Gabby? I'm sorry. Gabby's on mute again. How'd that happen? You there, Gab?
Uh-huh. You muted me?
No, it just happened. Did you have to call back in or something?
No.
Oh. So, listen, Melvin doesn't hate any... Cripes! This thing keeps muting you.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Gabby, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you're at 614, right?
Yes.
Okay, keep showing you as... It has kept showing you as muted, but it seems to be fine now. Okay, enough of that bullshit. No, Melza doesn't hate anybody. She's a petulant little 20-year-old sometimes, and she gets catty. I mean, big deal. Roll with it.
Who's speaking Melza hates? Is Stephanie?
Huh? Yeah.
Stephanie was Stephanie the one that was drunk blogging and posting the other night?
Oh, probably. Yeah, that was me.
What'd I tell you? Get over it, right? Don't worry about it.
And what did I tell you?
Yeah.
And what did I tell you? Gabby is like the lightning rod for MySpace gossip.
No, I put a bulletin out because I read somebody's blog and I thought it was directed at me, but I don't even know if it was directed at me because the person never even said they were mad at me. But I read people's blogs and I don't know. I don't even know if you know the person, and I don't want to call anybody's name out. And I was like, oh my God, it's me. I know it's me. It's got to be me because I just have that kind of confidence.
Yeah.
And I put this bulletin out, and I was like, I think I pissed somebody off. Boo-hoo.
Hey, you know,
so,
hey, Sam?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
You know, I'm the be-all, end-all gossip on MySpace, all right? There is something I have got to say.
I love it.
All right? Last night, Robbie Friedman had his blog radio show.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to listen to that, because what's his name? Kevin's freaking. I love him. He's so funny.
Kevin Freakin was on. He did a big favor to Robbie by coming on there, okay?
Yeah.
The guy is funny. That guy brings it every time.
Oh, my God.
Out.
He is so
every
funny.
Every freaking time. Guess what? Half the callers were Jabs and Friends of Jabs about some petty little personal drama they had going on. I am Robbie. I said, hang up on them because, I mean, to have Kevin on the show, that was like, you know, kudos to you. To abuse it, that's just wrong.
Well, I gotta tell you something. I'm not saying he's funny or not. I'm not like a big fan of his comedy because I've always found it to be like silly.
Who?
Kevin.
Yeah.
I've always found his comedy to be silly stuff. It's not like, you know.
Oh, I think he's hilarious. He cracks me up.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, come on, listen. Come on, listen. Not only are you a drunk blogger, okay, who takes things too personally, but you laugh like Herman Munster, and you came out here, and remember you were talking about some like witch that got burned in Virginia, and you're like, no way, oh my God,
oh my God.
So I don't think it takes much, like just maybe a few shots of vodka and somebody talking for them to seem hilarious to you.
Yeah, I love Kevin. I like called in like twice just to call.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what the frick is on Jabs' website because I'll tell you what, every time
I don't even know him.
Oh my God.
I had to do is a virus scan on my computer afterwards. Alright. And if he has a problem with
sorry.
You know what? Do him an instant message, email him, I don't care.
I didn't even want to talk about this. It was stupid. I felt stupid writing this stupid bulletin because I didn't even know if it was about me. Whatever.
So what's so hilarious about the drama?
Yeah.
What's so good about it?
Nothing. It was stupid. Like I said, I didn't even know if it was about me. It's just like I said, when I read a blog.
So wait a second. Was he hilarious on the show or is he just hilarious on his blogs?
No, I didn't listen to the show. I was going to listen to it and then I didn't listen to it.
Okay,
and
so wait a minute. So, can you answer my question?
Okay.
You find his blogs hilarious.
Right.
But
I didn't listen to the show. Gabby was talking about the show. I'm talking about his blogs.
Okay, have you ever seen him on his videos?
No. I just started reading his blogs one day. He sent me a friend request, and I started reading his blogs like about, I don't know, a year ago. And then he went over and
sure,
stopped
posting. I didn't know he had videos.
Yeah, he said that when he posted a blog a few days ago saying he was going to be on whoever that guy is, Blog Talk Radio Show. Yeah, and then he said he used to do some videos or something. I don't want to talk bad about him because I think he's funny, you know.
Oh, no one's asking you to talk bad about him. Please.
Okay, well, you know, so, and then Gabby said that people were calling in about some drama or whatever to the
show. Well, what was the main question or the main point people were making about the drama, Gabby?
Thank you.
I think, you know, I don't know if, you know, Kevin stole Jabs' girlfriend or, you know, boyfriend.
Well, which one? Because there was a blogger who, I guess, went out and had sex with Jabs and, you know who I'm talking about?
A blogger what? That
yeah, there was a blogger that was like dating Jabs or something for a while. I guess she's I think her name too, but she's pretty popular.
Right,
is anybody Sean Z, do you know who I'm talking about?
You know what? No, dude.
Okay.
I don't.
Wait a minute, who's Who's called the Queen My Stalker?
Who's what?
The Queen My Stalker.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay, well, continue. So you think Kevin stole... I can't believe Kevin could steal anybody's girl from this.
All it was, I guess, something about a Google ad popping up on Jabs' site for Kevin's site or something.
That is one of the... That's one of the funny perils of Google advertising, is that sometimes the most inappropriate ads can pop up on sites based on context.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it was like, and Jabs was having this big hissy about it. And it's just so funny. And I sent a message to Kevin. I said, oh, great. I said, next we're going to get a bulletin. Then we're going to get a blog. And sure enough, within 5 minutes after the show, Jabs throws up a bulletin. They threw up one, so MySpace sucks. Come to MySpace.
Yeah, I hate how that drama starts.
Yeah, you know what it is? See, this is why I'm telling you. I have my following of people. I've got all my plenty of friends. I've got my. In fact, somebody even said, you know something? You have a pretty tight circle of bloggers. Like there are a lot of people on my lists and subscribers and friends who do listen to those other bloggers, but I have a lot that don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I tend to attract a lot of people who kind of stay out of that drama. It's kind of fun to watch it from a distance sometimes, but not to get too involved with
but
it.
But I don't like to get in the middle of it because I like to be friends with everybody, and I don't like to...
I know, but unfortunately you can't be friends with everybody, and sometimes you have to pick and choose based on the values that people express. You know, you have to... Sometimes you have to make that decision, unfortunately. But what I'm saying is, you know, you have a lot of these people who are top bloggers, and I don't understand why they can't just enjoy the joy of writing. Like, why do they have to get involved in these big, like, fights? Like, this thing I'm going to do on Krabby, it's going to be actually fun. Krabby should even like it. It's going to be funny.
Yeah, because, I mean, he didn't bother me until he started. He wrote this one blog about the guy, Todd. I don't know him personally, but he started... Yeah, that one kind of upset me because I was like, you know, this
but
guy's
you know
dealing with cancer.
He felt like shit after that, too, because he didn't know how bad Todd was.
Yeah, and that one bothered me.
I sent him Todd's profile and everything, and he was like, I didn't know. He goes, I didn't know that, you know, he was that bad. He goes, and he just, you know, he pretty much walked away from that. I said, just delete it. And he's like, oh, man.
That one really bothered me because I was this is going into somebody's sickness. He's in ill health and...
He didn't realize how bad he was.
Okay, hold on a second. Ladies. recover.
Okay.
Listen, let me quickly read... Hold on, let me quickly read something to you. That, you know the guy who... he has the blog called Okay, Now What? He basically lists, like, all the cool blog happenings that week or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great repository for, like, what's happening in the blogosphere that week. It's really cool. His name is Ron. And I wrote to him something. I forget what it was about Krabby. He wrote back to me, you know.
Like, I didn't even blog at MySpace that much. I blogged at Zanga forever. And then I just had my profile at MySpace. And then I started, like, reading people's blogs at MySpace. And I, you know, because I comment more than I post blogs because...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, I've heard that places like Zanga and Facebook and all these other places actually have a more mature blogging communities and stuff like that. But let me just read you a little something I wrote to Ron in response about Krabby.
Uh-huh.
And I want, because I want people to understand this. Like, you know, when you said that he finally went too far with the Todd thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that was where you finally felt he went too far. But there were other points.
But I didn't.
No, hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay, sorry.
There were other points where other bloggers felt he had already gone too far.
Right.
So what we have is this phenomenon where some people are like, oh, well, he finally went too far. But he had already crossed the line. He had already crossed the line for other bloggers prior to that.
Right.
And that was just like the big cherry on the inappropriate cake.
Right.
The difference is with, like, the phony, Wayno, some of the others. He had, like, proof of what he was saying, you know?
No, there was no proof. He was just making fun of them.
Well, I don't know, because I really like Stephanie's blogs, but...
It depends.
he was just picking on him for being, he just, you know, he just made fun of Mish and said he wasn't funny, and he gave a picture of him that was a horrific picture. But it,
yeah,
I mean, it
I
made
think Mish is funny.
I don't.
Well, that's just it. Everybody's got their own opinion, but the thing is,
and I've told Mish that. I've told him that.
I know, but that's, I don't want to get off on a tangent here because it's not really
okay,
about what he's funny. It was about the Krabby thing. And here's what I wrote to Ron. Are you ready for this? I wrote this to Ron. I wrote, the reality of the matter is that many bloggers have invested considerable time and emotion into building their blogger communities. And while in an ideal world, people like Krabby should be taken for what they are and just ignored or dismissed, they distort reputations, humiliate people, and leave wrong-lasting impressions in the minds of easily titillated readers, which ultimately cheapens the currency of that person and the person in their crosshairs. While the damage is real, it's just not visible to the naked eye, and our culture has grown to accept a certain extent of it in the admirable aim of protecting the free speech of those who might actually have something worthy to contribute. But make no mistake, while legal, Krabby's behavior is still criminal in its intent and effect. The issue with Todd was just the point where you and others could no longer bear it. But that line of good or bad taste is not written in stone, and some of the bloggers Krabby has targeted were no less affected by his antics simply because he hadn't crossed some particular group's line of good, bad, or taste at that moment. And then I just wrote, you know, I wrote how I had done a radio show about him, and I would crop it and put it up on the website. But I think, you know, the best way to kind of transform this whole bullshit is to just be as creative as possible with it, to have a little fun with it, because, you know, you can't change people simply by attacking them. It's just not going to work. Oh, shit. So, hopefully, that will put an end to it all.
He hasn't written anything in a while. I mean, the Todd thing he even felt bad about.
Well, you know what? Even sociopaths give the appearance of feeling bad if they feel that their free ride is going to be up. Sociopaths give the appearance of feeling bad if they feel that they're going to, like, lose a lot of readers or really be, like, made out to be a villain. When they really are a villain, it's just that they get away with it most of the time. I'm telling you, it's a crazy phenomenon. But anyways, my point anyways is that the blogosphere, you know, you have all these people who are, like, you know, fun writers and stuff, but behind the scenes they're, like, all these insecure, anal-retentive, evil, mean-spirited, backstabbing motherfuckers who, every once in a while, they can't contain their true selves, and they end up having these, like, these drama wars on MySpace. It's, like, really kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, let me ask you something. Why would, you know what, you know, did you ever see Jabs' blog last week where he talked about the bad boy? Do you remember that?
I don't know him.
Huh?
I don't know him.
Gabby.
I didn't read it.
Well, it was about the bad boy and how women are attracted to the bad boy, which is not true.
Oh, yeah, I did read that, yeah.
There's a lot of women who actually find the bad boy to be immature and, you know, not really good for any kind of long-term relationship, and they're tired of it. But what I wrote to him is I said, look, I used to be that all the time, and it's not what it's cracked up to be. And it doesn't attract the quality kind of women that any intelligent man would want. I said, but the bad guy does us intelligent, wise people a favor because it saves us from having to kill them because they end up getting killed themselves or severely, you know, injured or whatever it is.
This is true.
Yeah, in Darwin's world, we don't have to then scoop those people up, put them in jail, and kill them because they get themselves killed.
Yeah.
It really works out nicely.
Without the bad, we wouldn't know the good, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's really hard for me sometimes to give advice to people because I've known my husband since I was 15 and I've been married since I was 21, so I'm like...
She hasn't had a variety of men, but she's played with every toy in existence.
The vibrating crosses.
Well, you know, I'm 41, and I've never been married. But it's not because I haven't been asked. I've just been picky, and I'm not going to settle.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't start dating until we were 19, but, you know,
I've dated plenty of guys. You know, I believe to try the shoe on before you buy it. Try the car before you, you know, buy it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I just, you know, I dug him from the day I met him, and he just dated this crazy bitch.
I think Sean will agree. I think it's important to, like, you know, get a whole ton of blowjobs from the woman that you're thinking of marrying before you marry
her.
Yeah.
You're not going to get them after you get married, Shanzi. You know that.
What's that?
What do you think about that, Ted?
Get your birthday. And...
Well, yeah, no, there was a saying, the quickest way to get a woman to stop having sex is you have to marry her.
Yeah.
That is not true.
No, exactly, exactly. But, I mean, you know,
I
let people...
I'm going to marry for. I'm going to marry for sex.
Yeah.
But I want it in writing that I'm getting it every night, twice during the day.
2-3 times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I'm not getting morning sex, when he goes to work, he better be finding somewhere else to live afterwards. You know? That's all there is to it.
So if I got woken up every morning to a really hot blowjob, I would definitely give him morning sex.
You got to start somehow, you know what I mean?
I'm not
start
good.
My day off right. That's better than coffee.
I'm good for 2 or 3 every morning easily. It would be a nice but cheap substitute for my morning walk.
What?
I said it would be a nice substitute for my morning walk. You know, get my exercise that way.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you know, we were talking about Ted before, and we left him. Ted, are you there?
I'm still here.
All right, Ted.
Yes.
You fuel airplanes, right?
Yes, I fuel airplanes.
All right, now, ladies. Forget Kevin's freaking and jabs. That shit, I don't care how much you think it's funny, and I don't care how much you think jabs is manly. What they're doing is kind of like...
Whoa. None of us said jabs is manly.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's agree then that really, when you really dissect it and look at it under a lamp, the light of the lamp of attention, you find a lot of it's kind of silly, immature, you know, kind of boyish. But here's a guy... that fills fucking airplanes.
Yeah, you gotta follow that by.
No, that's like Wild Bill Cody, man. That's like he grabs his fucking fuel line, and he heads out and he gets on the plane and he jams his fucking fuel rod into it, and he starts to fill it up. He starts to pump it.
Sam.
And he's pumping and he's pumping.
Sam.
And he's riding that big old plane.
Go ahead, Sam. Hurry, hurry. You're
done. No, I just want to make sure you ladies understand what we got here.
I already told you. He was stroking my sack.
I drag a big hose.
Hey, Ryan.
I need to wake my neighbors up sitting out here.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes?
Are you married to him yet? You driven that car off the lot yet?
Yeah, right. Ted, do you have anything to say?
You know what? I forgot to say that I am so happy to hear that Ryan does not have cancer, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Well, I didn't mention it, and I read it in the bulletin, and that's lovely.
Well, thank you very much.
What bulletin was that?
Your bulletin you sent out.
Did I send a bulletin out that said Ryan doesn't have cancer? Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you didn't say yay, but I said yay.
Am I not? See, Ryan? See what I do? Yay.
Yay.
I told everybody. Normally, Ryan, I charge $50 for a bulletin like that, so I will.
Shut up.
Shout out.
Just letting you know that I did give out $50 for that spot.
Yeah, shout out. Yay, yay. Oh, my God, I didn't just do that. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. And it's recorded, too. You know what the cool thing is that Sean will now not get to rip a nasty tampon out of you.
Oh, lovely.
I know, that's disgusting. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. You're a math hole, so I expect it from you.
Okay, mute. Hold on. Gabby, have you been muted before on the show?
No, I just sit here and giggle.
Gabby, was that Gabby who said that?
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't been muted before. Hold on. Mute. She's not. She probably takes it as an affront, but like, she doesn't realize that to get muted on the Sam Freedom show, even though it's called Two People Talking, is a huge, huge
Excuse me, you're going to get muted too. Hold on. It's a huge honor to be muted on the Sam Freedom Show. It really brings out the bitch. Oh, she called back in.
Stop laughing.
Yeah, that's horrible. Hold on a second. I got to find. Yeah, there you are. Yeah, go ahead. No, keep laughing. It's okay. Keep laughing while I mute you. There you go. All right. Isn't it? You know, it's so nice out here now. Anybody notice that? We can hear crickets chirping and planes getting refueled. We can hear corpses being sawn in half. I love the Sam Freedom Show. It makes me tingle. Okay, I'm going to let them back in. Come back in, Herman Munster. There you go, Gabby. Gabby, you're back.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No. I was going to tell you that to be muted on the Sam Freedom Show is a huge honor that you may not be prepared to appreciate just yet, but it's a long, long-standing tradition. Some of the people, I don't even have to click the mute button anymore. I just say mute, and it's good enough. I'm serious. Ryan, do I know they have, like, a tremendous history of muting people?
Yep.
And it's not out of, like, just meanness or domineering nature. It's because...
Because you're a witch burner.
Mute. Hold on. I'm having trouble with Blog Talk Radio right now, so you're lucky you get to laugh like a ghoul for another 3 seconds. Yeah. Imagine that. She sounds like a banshee. Like, you know, like something you'd hear out in the middle of a cemetery at 3 a.m. when she laughs. There we go. Okay. See, doesn't it sound better now?
Yes.
The worst laugh I've ever heard.
It's funny, though.
It kills me. Like, my soul dies every time.
Nose up.
Yes, sir.
You sound like the female version of Glum. You ever hear Glum when he goes, we're all gonna die?
What are you talking about?
You're just like, she has the worst laugh ever.
She does. I really don't have anything against her. It's just her laugh. It makes me want to, like, gouge my eyes out, which really wouldn't help. But... I just get that urge. Maybe, like, gouge my brother's eyes out. That would help.
Hold on. I'm going to bring the Laugh-a-lot-opus back in here. Here you go. Hello, Laugh-a-lot-opus.
Hello, Sammy. Hey,
you know your DNA kits, folks? It's a Laugh-a-lot-opus.
Hey, Melda.
Yes, ma'am.
If you were to gouge your ears out, it might help you better than to gouge your eyes out.
But
how the fuck do you gouge your ears out?
I don't know. She said she hated my laugh and she would gouge her eyes out, but that wouldn't really help the situation.
How about, you know what would help? You know, I know. No, I figured it out. Shh. I figured it out. What would help is if he didn't laugh.
I can't help it. He's funny.
No, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Shush.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's really less funny than that? Here's how it would help you, Melza. Get like a little funnel and put it in your ear and pour melted butter down it.
Melted butter,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's like
Melza.
A ear candling.
Melza.
Yeah, where in Virginia are you from?
Northern.
Melville's pussy, too, is what you know.
Not just for anyone.
See, I'm from Beach, Virginia.
I know that.
Oh, my God. Can we do some mud wrestling? That would be awesome.
Oh, no.
Wait,
baby
what?
Wrestling.
What?
Baby oil wrestling.
What kind?
Wrestling.
Baby oil.
Wrestling.
Wrestling, baby.
Hey, Gabby.
Yes.
You want to be the referee if I get Melza and Stephanie to have a...
Oh, wait a minute. How tall is Melza? I haven't looked at her profile yet.
I'm about 6'2".
Melza would batter you with her, like, 40 double, triple Ds.
I got
Melza shushed me, and I'm very offended.
What happened?
What's that, Ryan?
Ugly. I'm
Melza
sorry.
Shushed me.
Oh, no.
I was in the middle of saying, I've been very quiet and very patient, and I haven't. Okay, look. I started working today, and they're working me like 8 hours on my first day, and I haven't worked in ages. And so I have very little, good word at the end of that sentence there.
Yeah, you're really going nowhere with that, are you? Melza, what do you do for work now?
Huh?
What do you do for work now?
I'm a waitress.
Oh, that stinks.
So basically what that means is you have sex in the back of cars with some of your customers.
That does not.
That's what you mean.
They would pay me. I mean, I'd be down with that.
Yeah,
as long as, you know, like, their wife wouldn't watch, because that kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, but sometimes that's when you get the biggest tips.
Hey, Melba.
Yeah?
I've had a couple husbands, but I've never been married.
That's very clever. I like that.
So Melza, have any customers ever looked at you and asked you if you like a good muffin?
Did you say that again?
I know it's immature and childish, but like, we used to walk into liquor stores and say, "Hey, can I see your 50 cents, your half dollar size nips?" You know, we used to say, "Can I see your 50 cent size nips?" Yeah, let me see your nips. You know, half dollar size. Come on,
Lord.
You know something? Just go do it. You have to see. It's priceless. You have to be there. You have to say it. Can I see your half-dollar size nips? Do you have half-dollar size nips? You're all trying not to laugh now, but when you think about it and you actually go do it, you're going to be pissing your fucking pants.
Hey,
Melvin.
I doubt it.
I don't.
The important thing is that he thinks he's funny. I like that.
No,
I made her laugh again.
But the thing is, women with large breasts, you think we've never heard that before? You know, I walked into a bar one night. I was tired. We've been working all day. I ordered a beer. I'm standing there, and some drunk asshole across the bar says, "Man, you get some big tits." I looked down at my chest, and I just went out. I'm like, "Oh, my God, they're huge!" And I had my hands all over my own breast just screaming, "Oh, my God, my tits are so huge! Oh, my God, my nipples are getting so hard!" And then he thought he'd be real funny and asked me if I'd ever been titty fucked. And I'm like, "Oh my God, that's such a cool idea. Nobody's ever thought of that before. You are so smart. Too bad you're ugly. You'll never get a chance."
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I was trying to think of the only thing that would be less funny than what I said, and that was it. That was a weird coincidence.
Shut up. The best thing is when they buy you drinks and you're like flashing your ring at them and you're going, "You can buy me drinks all night long, but that doesn't mean anything." And then they still buy you drinks. And then, you know, they're like, "Oh, I just bought you drinks." And you're like, "Oh, thank you."
If they really want to impress me or get me in the sack, they could pay for my groceries or... I'll trade that for a blowjob, you know. Full tank of gas in my SUV. Oh, yeah, I'll blow you.
Really?
Just don't get it in my hair.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that.
What was it that Oscar Wilde said again? We were discussing this one time, Sam.
But who said what?
He was sitting at in a bar, a tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of silly. You mean the afraid not thing? You're going to help me here,
Christ.
Baby.
Oh,
I'll work with you, but you got to help me.
Okay. You were telling me that the magician told this joke about a price to be paid. Like, what is your price?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the help. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yep, just walk out of the middle of the stage, leave me hanging, and run away.
Yep.
That's very nice
of
you.
It's your show.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep. Last time I take the bait on that one. Remember that time you were, you know, you were standing and you looked at me and you said something and then remember? Remember that? That was so funny, dude. You said something, and I can't remember what it was, but you did say it, and it was so funny, dude. Remember?
That's the word I was looking for, last nerve. Oh, I got it. Got it. I feel much better now.
Remember it was the thing?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, it was a thing, man, and it was, and then you said it.
It was awesome, totally.
And I was so laughing. And I can't remember what it was now, man, but I remember how funny I felt.
I remember when that girl called in and she was really drunk and she said, oh, my God, a million times.
Yeah, do you remember that, Stephanie, that you said, oh, my God, a million times? And, you know, I was totally just, like, going along with it. Like, I don't talk like that, but I did it anyways, and you loved it. And you were like...
And you were egging her on, and I was dying.
I was like, oh, my God! Wait, dude.
Oh, it was funny. It was funny.
And then
yeah,
all MySpace was laughing at me and making fun of me.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a common occurrence, though, so...
It's just a week off if I'm laughing at me.
Gabby.
Yeah.
Why does Mish think that you're friends with Krabby?
I am friends with Krabby.
Yeah, but I mean, like you chat once in a while, you email each other, or like you friends?
I do him. I don't do him.
You? Come on.
We chat.
Okay.
We chat.
I don't instant message or anything with anybody on MySpace.
I'm going to have to include you in the, I was going to anyways, but I didn't want to just, I didn't come right out and tell everybody who was going to be in it, but I'll have to include you in the Krabby Chronicles.
Well, what's funny is they've gone through my top friends list, and they've accused, like, you know, the first two guys on my list of being Krabby. And one of those guys asked me if I was Krabby. I said, no, I'm just bitchy.
I gotcha.
Hey, did I tell you I got hit by a car? On Wednesday?
No, but that certainly explains a lot of what's been going on tonight.
I don't think Krabby's anybody. I think Krabby's just some random person that...
No, hold on. You're
everything.
Wait a minute. She's talking about getting hit by a car, and you're talking about Krabby again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm off in my own little...
That's horrible. What happened to you, Gabby?
Oh, her blog. Yeah.
Yeah, I was walking into a gas station, and I got hit by a car. Some lady was, like, flying around the corner to get to a pump, and she hit me in the leg.
Did you fall down?
She punched the car.
I read that.
That was awesome.
Like a kind of the size of a dinner plate dent in the side of her car.
Did you fall down though?
No.
Yeah.
I told her I would have fell out in the middle of the gas station talking about my neck, my neck and my back.
It was so funny because I was like, excuse me, motherfucker.
excuse me. Ted?
Yeah?
Listen, ladies. I want to introduce you to Ted. Ted.
Ted, airplane pumper?
Ted, having a long history of refueling airplanes.
Yeah.
What would you have done in Gabby's situation if you were hit by a car?
You would have punched the car, right?
Oh, my, don't leave the witness.
He's got fists of steel.
I'm not sure what the question is.
Pay attention.
Having a long history of filling airplanes with fuel, how would you have responded if you were in Gabby's situation and were hit by a car as you were walking to the gas station?
If I was hit by a car?
Hit by a car. If you repeat my question one more time, I'm going to mute you.
I heard the question.
Okay.
If you were hit by a car, what would you do?
Probably fall down.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Ted. Oh, I have like a nice, big, huge welt. I like spent yesterday with it on ice.
Laid up.
Ted, can I ask you a very provocative question, please?
Oh, a provocative question?
Provocative.
All right, ask me.
Ooh, sexy.
It could really hit home. I mean, I just don't know, but I have to ask.
Okay.
Would you ever diagnose with Asperger's syndrome?
only
Stephanie. Oh, my.
I'm laughing.
Sorry. Did you get that?
I'm not laughing on the outside.
You're not laughing on the outside?
No, I'm laughing on the inside. Loud.
Okay.
It's definitely, I can barely hear you.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I'm not, because when I enjoy myself, but I laugh on the outside, but I'm trying to restrain myself for the purposes of this interview. And I wanted to seriously know, were you ever diagnosed with that?
Only by Ryan.
Yeah, but that's huge.
Because
Ryan's been diagnosed with, like, everything else.
Uh-huh.
And that qualifies her for something. I don't know what it is, but it qualifies her for something. So if Ryan has everything else under the sun, and she says you have Asperger's, you better pay attention.
That means I do, huh?
No, but I really want to know, were you diagnosed with anything growing up?
Oh, that guy that sings for that band has Asperger's.
Who's that?
Here it is again, folks, that general vagueness. It's like, that guy, and he sings.
No, it's not
yeah.
that band. What's that guy? That guy that sings that song.
Yeah, there's a guy. There's a guy,
no.
and he's in the world, and he walks.
Look, no, for real.
You know, the one with the penis.
Yeah,
yeah.
Him.
The guy, he's got a last name.
What is the name of that band? They sing that song. Crap.
Yeah. You know when the guy, when he gets a dust in his eye and he blinks? That one.
Everybody does that. Stop it.
But I'm talking about him.
Everybody does that?
But not everybody has Asperger's.
Look, talk amongst yourselves while I think about this for a second.
What song? How does the song go? Sing it for us, even though you suck at
Hold on, hold on. No, because when I sing, I sound like Amy Winehouse. Hold on. I'm thinking. They sound like Nirvana. And they have that song.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Eddie Vedder.
No, shut up.
Soundgarden.
No, they came out later, not when the grunge stuff was out.
Soundgarden?
Oh, my God. He has Asperger's, and it came out after they all got big. Oh, crap. What the hell? What the shit?
Hey, there's no need for that sort of language.
Sorry. I cussed. I got the Tourette's. I told y'all this already.
I'm like 12 years old, and you're saying those things. I'm burning my ears.
We all have Asperger's. Stop it.
No, I don't. He does.
Okay.
That guy does, and I can't think of that.
You know who else has it? I heard it was Bill Gates.
Yeah, and
you know that guy? That guy with the computers?
Yeah. No, stop. You're confusing me because I'm thinking about something.
Okay.
What is that band?
Can you,
where
please?
Is that band?
We don't know. Stop asking us.
Mute. Ted.
Yes?
Listen, Ted, can I be blunt with you, please?
You can be blunt with me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Your security in these matters. And I'm sure it comes from more than just your pumping fuel and planes. I'm sure there's some rational basis for it back in your childhood. But what I'm seriously, here's what I have, why I ask. Because you are betrothed to Ryan, who has like at least a half a dozen, like mental, whatever. You know what I mean? Half a dozen things that like people have said were definitely in need of treatment. And then you have like Rusty, who's like a close friend of hers, or was, who grew up in the same neighborhood, who's like way out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're around it. Like, it's around you. And then you have that woman who like wants you to purchase carbon offsets every time you like fly a plane or drive a car, you're getting planted a flower or something. That, I mean, this is like a general weirdness, and I wonder if you're just like a completely normal guy who's just like, you know, finds that stuff attractive because it's interesting, it's stimulating, and kind of breaks up the monotony of life in general, or if you just have something else that you've been diagnosed with that would be interesting for us to, you know, kick around.
Oh, no, there's nothing interesting.
Well, can we be the judge of that? Have you had an official diagnosis made on you?
An official diagnosis?
Depression?
No, I have no official diagnosis.
Did you ever take Prozac or anything like that?
I never took a Prozac in my life.
Did you ever take anything like that, though?
I have an ex-girlfriend that took Prozac.
No shit, so you're around it, you pick it. Your picker is broken. Your picker's broken, Ted. Have you ever had a girlfriend who's tried to commit suicide other than Ryan?
Have I ever had a girlfriend that's tried to commit suicide other than Ryan?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I have. It was my grandmother's, like,
I don't know.
This is going to be good. I can tell.
I have...
Come on.
It was my grandmother's, like, uncle.
Yeah!
Uncle.
In yeah. Her like uncle? Her like uncle or her uncle?
Hey, look, don't pick on the small stuff. Come on, let her build
no,
up.
No, I'm not sure, like, who she was in the... Or who he was, actually, in the family. Because my grandmother's from... Well, my grandmother's from France, and she doesn't talk about her family because they put her in a convent when she was, like, 13. Because they were hiding her from the Nazis and stuff.
Can you just go back on even one more tangent so we get so far from the main point that we don't even remember?
Well, no, because you're talking about mental illness and stuff.
Yeah, but I want to know can you just say what it is rather than going back to Nazi Germany, like, again, in my show, Nazi Germany?
No, because they put her in a convent.
You cannot escape it.
They put her in a convent to hide her from the Nazis, and he was like a mass murderer and shit. And that's like the only person in her family. He killed like 17 people and then like hung himself.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay, well, thanks for telling me about that family history. That's the only family history you'll talk about in France, but...
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow. So, She won't tell me the good family history. Wow.
I know.
Wow. That's like Freddy Krueger, who's like the bastard son of a thousand crazy men.
2000 maniacs.
Yeah. Have you come up with that?
2000 maniacs.
Wow. Have you come up with that guy who's the music?
No, I cannot think of it.
By the way, it's 10,000 maniacs, you maniac. You can't even get it.
2,000 maniacs are about the crazy.
Go right back now. To your gray goose. Go back to your Stolichnaya until you get the 10,000 right. Till you drink yourself accurate again.
Shut up.
Gabby, can you make any sense of all this, please?
I was telling you about when I got hit by a car and then I punched the car.
Yeah, and it seemed to be, you know, like you needed to, well, okay, continue, please.
Well, you know, it's like when a guy gets in a fight. When you get punched, you punch back, right?
Yeah.
When I get hurt, I hit
back. Smoothly.
So I thump the car.
Well, same thing if you get hurt emotionally?
Pretty much, yeah.
What have you done to people who hurt you emotionally? Have you ever, like, done anything really vicious to them?
You become a mass murderer in France.
Wow, your voice changed.
Because I coughed.
Yeah.
I don't really let anybody get that close to hurt me emotionally.
Shut up, you have two.
I did think a lot on a guy. That
you what?
He hurt me emotionally, so...
And what'd you do?
From work, I changed a lock.
Yeah, he changed the lock on his what? On his chastity belt? On what?
On my house, where he was living.
Oh, that's bad.
And I left, and he calls me. He says, why'd you change the lock? I said, why'd you fuck around? He goes, why'd you change the lock? I said, my house. Why'd you fuck around?
All right. Wait a minute. You know what I'm looking for, Gabby? I'm looking for a story where, like, you electrified the locks. So when he stuck his key in, he got shocked all the way down to his penis. That's what I'm looking for, that pain, that suffering. I mean, you punched a fucking car.
I'm telling you, she's got fists of steel. She didn't even, like, think about it. She was just like...
Did you say tits of steel?
It was, fists.
Madonna.
I dropped it.
A lot of iron in that milk.
I've been like...
Tits of steel.
I've been lugging my egg gravel and stuff around, and I mean, I just bumped that car.
Tits of steel. I use my tits as a nail gun on weekends.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a nail gun. Yeah, but you want to know something, Gabby?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tie this all into Ted. I know he's a missing piece to all this.
Ted, do you have a temper?
Yes, I do.
If someone hit you, would you hit back?
Not usually.
Really?
I'm like, it's on, bring it.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta think. I mean, like, when you're in a relationship with somebody hurts you, sometimes it's just better to walk away.
Well,
oh, no, now in that situation, no, no. I'm talking about other girls.
I'm sure Ted would hit Ryan back, but she gets in a pretty good first shot with the frying pan, and it's pretty much over.
Oh. But the thing is, when you get to that point, there's not much of a relationship left.
I know, Ryan, you have to...
Why stand there and fight it out and scream and holler and carry on? I just say, okay, fine, bye.
I know, but I want to know, Ted.
Yes?
Have you ever been diagnosed with anything other than a broken ticker?
The flu.
broken
ticker. Is that why you got involved with planes?
I've had measles.
Because you had the flu?
I was diagnosed.
Oh, you're so clever. Oh.
Here.
Jesus.
Ted's so quiet.
Ted is, that's the,
How do you get a broken pecker?
Picker. Yes.
Well, you know the phrase, he sure knows how to pick them? He doesn't.
No, he does. It's just a little off.
Oh, I was confused. I'm sorry. Picker. I'm talking to Alyssa, who's listening right now, and she was like, broken ticker? And I'm like, no, picker. Like, you pick your nose. Pick your nose.
Oh, I was kind of fuzzled.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We have another caller who's calling in right now.
It's Alyssa.
Alyssa, how are you, honey?
How are you, darling?
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
How come you decided to call in tonight?
Well, because I was trying to listen on Blog Talk Radio, but it was not allowing
it.
You
were too late.
I was too late.
I see.
It was
not working. Yeah, but so were you just taking a chance to see if we were still on here?
But no. I am to Melza. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, I gotcha. Well, welcome to the show. Alyssa, have you listened to the last few shows, or are you not?
No, I haven't.
That's what I thought. You really are a stalker, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know Gabby and Stephanie?
I've heard of them. I've read
Stephanie's
them.
The one with the laugh.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you know Ted and Ryan?
I don't know. I've know of them, but I don't know them now, personally. Face-to-face, no, I don't know.
Okay. Do you know Ted has a broken picker?
Oh, I want to tell everybody to go to my MySpace page and friend me. Wait, who said
that? Everybody do it. Everybody tell your friends. But hurry up and tell your page.
Wait, who said that?
Stephanie.
Me. Oh, I was going to do that, but then I didn't know if you wanted to be my friend since I'm so cranky.
Okay, listen, Crank, it's all the
I am not cranky, and I love to be everybody's friend, but nobody wants to friend me.
Aww.
My favorite phrase is, everybody's MySpace snotty. They say, everybody thinks for some reason that, like, I'm mean or something, and
I
I'm not.
It was supposed to be everyone's MySpace snotty. Are you the one that left the comment that says, oh my god, with the icon
for the butterfly
in the...
Yeah. That's me.
I got
cool.
That comment.
That is so sweet. I was just looking at your profile earlier, and then I didn't add you to my friends because I think you started laughing, so I had to do something about it.
I love it, Melza. You start off like attacking somebody, and then you become like friends with them. It's wonderful.
No, my best friend now. Well, you talk to her. Like, she's only my friend now because we had to room together when we went to Miami, the band, and I ended up like throwing my underwear at her face, and then we were best friends since then.
So,
I just have a thing about spammers. I hate the spammers. I want to track them all down, and I want to put a spork in their eye.
A stork?
A stork? A spork. From KFC.
Pork.
Those are the ones that are the best.
Mm-hmm.
They don't break.
Yeah, but they bend a lot.
Yeah, this is true.
Right? If you're trying to get some good meat.
And my chicken.
Gotta have the chicken. Oh my god. Oh my god. Did you guys see the article in Rolling Stone where they showed the river and shit, a river of shit here in Smithfield, Virginia? The river of poop.
Mm-mm.
They have a river of poop.
from the pork farms. I swear I'm not a pita freak. I am not a pita freak.
Then you have
to be
like river of poop.
It is. It's a river of poop. And I thought the pigs were all roaming free like babe, okay? I thought they were running on the farms and eating grass and, you know, having a good old pea time on the farms. You know, no, they got them in cages shitting on each other or pooping on each other all down the cages and stuff, stacked up. And don't buy Virginia Pan, by the way, because it might have poop in it. Because I'm not kidding. I am not making this stuff up once again.
Say poop again.
Poop.
I'm up 12. Seriously.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you can get away with the cussing on the show, whatever.
Poop. So, that's about as far as you can go. Poop.
Okay, poop. So, So, okay, they have, like, all the water that comes out behind the farms, the pig farms and stuff, is, like, not water. It's all poop. It's all poop. It's not even water. It's just poop. Oh, my God, somebody just, like, my neighbors are crazy. Anyway, so,
hey,
oh, my God.
Hi, mother.
I have no semblance of an attention span.
I told you I have the ADD and the Tourette's. Anyway, so in the article in the Rolling Stone, they had the river of poop behind the pig farm. Huh?
Where was that river of poop?
In Smithfield.
Smithfield.
Yes.
Swimming it?
Lovely.
No.
No. That's scary.
And...
Hey,
oh, my God, it was so scary. And I did not know that the pigs were being treated this way, which, of course, this explains why whenever, you know, you drive by the pig farm, it smells like poop.
Poop?
Poop.
I totally
and
finished your sentence. It seems like we're best friends, right? Because I
poop.
Finished your sentence. So we're cool.
Oh, I'm not even
best
talking
friends.
Anymore.
Poop.
You are. Melza. Poop.
Huh?
I said Ryan. You still there?
Yeah.
I actually got... disconnected from my own show.
Yeah.
And I can't call back in as a moderator because it says that I'll have a show within 50 minutes. So I had to call back in as a caller.
Okay.
And then I had to, like, authorize myself.
I think
that
happens
funny.
To you a lot.
Yeah, well, because I got on my cell phone now. I have to get, like, some new phones and shit.
Thank
you guys are having fun. Don't let me interfere. I'm just going to, like, let you guys just go on for as long as you want.
I think that I'm
going
to...
Lie. That's a lie.
Wait, how did we start talking about the ham poop river of doom?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sorry.
All
I've heard about is shit and poop in a river that held it.
Yeah, welcome to the Two People Talking Show. We were talking about shit and poop and crap.
I'm sorry.
Terrorists and Asperger's syndrome.
And Gabby got hit by a car.
That's okay.
And I played my tambourine, and nobody told me to stop, and I felt bad.
Yeah, I try and keep this away from poop talk, you know. It's
oh, I'm
everywhere.
Sorry.
Hey,
you guys heard my tambourine, right?
Can I
that's right. Ted, you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Ted, how can you put up with this for so long?
Well, because it's been a while since I've done this.
Everyone is ignoring my tambourine question.
What's your tambourine question?
What was that question? Did you guys hear me playing my tambourine earlier?
I didn't hear you.
Oh. No, and I really would not like to hear it.
For like 2 minutes. You know why I didn't say anything? I thought those were the 8 rings that you have in your labia. I thought those were the rings that you had. You had piercings in your labia, right?
You just want
my
to
tambourine.
Oh, like, you know. Not playing alone.
No, I think that would be me.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Who's that, Alyssa?
No.
Who?
No, I'm Alyssa.
Ryan.
Who? Oh, Ryan.
Well, Alyssa and Ryan sound exactly the same.
Alyssa
do that again.
And Ryan sound exactly the same.
Okay.
No.
Melza, you're getting muted.
Sorry. No,
that's
don't
okay.
Melt Musa. She didn't do anything wrong.
Don't Met Mulza?
No, why?
Think about what she just said. Don't Met Mulza.
Don't melt her, damn it.
Don't melt Muta.
It's not fair. Melda. Okay.
Ryan, do you have piercings in your labia?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
One.
One?
Do you like it?
It's actually my clit.
Yeah. Do you like
Ted,
it?
Ted, do you like it? Of course she likes it. Ted, do you like it?
I like it.
Does it feel good?
Actually, it does.
Does it hurt like hell, like a son of a bitch, whenever you got it?
Well, like within the first...
Okay.
Come when you got it? Comedy?
What?
Did you come when you got it?
No.
Nope.
She screamed like she was having sex with a fucking horse.
That's what Jesse can.
It hurt, didn't it?
Only for a second, and then the rest of the day, I was walking around really feeling
bow-legged.
Good. What?
Bow-legged, weren't you? Walking around bow-legged.
Hey, Sam. Sam.
Whoa, dead air.
Dead air.
I was asking a question, and you went, how long for Sam?
I think we left Sam.
I think he probably hung up. Because I don't think we let you guys talk for a while. Sometimes people lie. It's true. People lie to me a lot. It makes me sad because I trust people. Sad. You want to hear my life story?
Sure.
Kay. Well, no. I'm just kidding.
Is it a lie?
Sam did not hang up. He is online eavesdropping. I can tell.
Put on, guys.
Oh, you know what? He probably went to the bathroom. I had to go pee.
If he had to go pee, he would not take the phone with him.
Exactly. If he had to pee, he would take the phone.
Okay, I'm going to play my tambourine, and you guys tell me if you can hear it, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm really good at it. Are you ready?
Tambourine.
Ready.
Yes.
Ready?
What the hell was that? Hear it?
Did you work outside of Kroger's?
Are you sure that one, oh, that is a tambourine. I thought you meant a cymbal.
No, this is a tambourine.
I thought that I was thinking cymbals whenever.
Oh, okay. And this is a cowbell.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
He works for Salvation Army.
Only on Wednesdays. Whenever.
And this is my little music box, and it plays a song that my family hates because I used to play it all the time.
Aw, but I would love you for that because it sounds so innocent and pure, and I know you're not that way, so.
Hey, Ted?
I would let you try to live that.
Oh, my gosh. Sam, you're back.
Is Sam
Hello?
Back?
Ted?
Yes?
Let's get off the phone and have sex.
Cool.
Wait, can't she have to get off the phone to do that?
I know, can't we hear?
Put the phone down.
I mean, come on.
Where's Ted? I want Ted.
I'm here.
Ted, you really disappointed me tonight.
How did I disappoint you?
Well, I kept trying to, like, paint you as, like, a manly man and bringing you into the conversation, the alpha male conversation.
Yeah.
And you kept giving me, like, the sparsest of answers and sometimes just sitting there in silence. And now all these, like, the females have, like, taken over the roost.
I know, what's up with that?
They're like playing their fucking music boxes and their tambourines. It's like, next they're going to start talking about how to make ceramic fucking Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And I'm just ready to let the show go ahead and trade recipes with them.
Would it
like make everything better if...
What?
Every time Ted tries to say something, it's... Giggles and
raw. Girls rule, boys rule.
Ryan, why are you laughing at Ted? He's the man of the house. You should be smacked down right now wearing a burka.
Okay, Ted,
get
over here and smack me.
He didn't just say a burka.
I want to hear the smack.
Consider yourself smacked.
Smack her ass.
I should go in the house and get another mass hole in the conversation.
We'll go to SmackDonald's.
but
Ted, Burka King and SmackDonald's.
Ted needs to smack her ass where the catcher's meant for her to even feel anything.
Hey, are they gonna do it on the phone? Are you guys gonna do it on the phone?
Oh no, please don't.
I think that would be the ultimate.
Look at it. Who do I need to mute? Who's talking over who here? Some of you women are trying to say something. You're gone.
I was trying to bust into everything that was going on then.
It's a little crazy. Who had something to say? Who had a big question or a statement?
Me and Melza, actually.
Okay, then
asked
say
the same question, but you didn't get it at the same time.
What was it?
We think that you guys should go about your business and we should be able to hear it online. I think that would be really fucking awesome.
Nothing. I think that Ted and Ryan, if they're going to engage in certain acts, then we all have a right to hear it. Because they shouldn't just
leave
us.
I think you're a little fucked up.
What?
No.
Be right back. Wait, who said what?
I think if they're going to have sex, then they need to, purchase a card and offset. Because they're going to flip.
They're going to do it.
They're not doing it right now, believe me.
That would be really nice, though, if they would,
at least we could hear it, share it with everybody.
Hey,
you know, some people like me, I'm a loser.
Experience.
I don't get any loving, so let me just hear you getting some.
I got a question.
Okay. You in the back.
Okay. If you guys get a phone call from, somebody that you dated briefly and you haven't talked to in, let's say 6 months, okay? And they call and you're busy and you're like, can I call you back? And they're like, yeah, cause I really need to talk to you. I mean, what's some of the first things you think of?
They're pregnant. They have a fucking disease that they're wanting to tell you about, or
pregnant.
They're having a baby that they want to tell you about.
Yeah, pregnant.
That would be the first option I would come to.
Pregnant.
Or someone you know that you love died.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Okay, I'm back.
New life. We'll stick with that. He's pregnant.
Who is?
He's pregnant.
Huh?
What?
That's how it works, right? Right?
How what works? Pregnant?
Yeah,
pregnant.
When someone calls you, when a guy calls you that you went out with,
Right, he's pregnant. He had your child, and he wants to tell you about it because he never knew. Right?
Stephanie?
What?
Who's saying that he's pregnant?
No one's saying it. It doesn't even matter who's saying it, but couldn't it, you never know. It could happen. Isn't that how it works?
What are y'all talking about?
He's pregnant.
Who's pregnant?
He is. The guy that was dated and called back and was like, I really need to talk to you,
No,
right?
I left for a minute. You gotta, catch me up.
Okay. A guy that someone was dating for a while calls them, and he's like, I really need to talk to you. And, you're busy, so you're just like, hey, I'm busy. And he's like, okay, I'm going to call you back later because I really need to talk to you. He's pregnant, right? Isn't that how it goes? Pregnant, the dude?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Normally,
I think someone's going to have to explain this to me because I'm not understanding.
Guys don't get pregnant.
Why not?
Because they can't get a baby out their penis. Their pee hole.
They just don't try hard enough.
Nope, they don't.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Christopher, these people are crazy.
I think it's somebody's
either
got it.
That or the daddy's a him-she.
Because, guys get the symptoms for diseases before women do. So it's before I call them back, I try to think, how many people I'm going to have to call if that's what it is.
No.
And if I even remember their name.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, what?
Do it feel like old days just listening in on chicks talking?
Pretty much.
Who was that laughing? Who's
me?
Laughing at that? Who is me?
I'll give you a hint. She just won the Kentucky Derby.
What? Say it again.
Get out of
here. Excuse me. Pardon me. Could you please repeat what you said?
Oh,
I forgot we have a new person here. Oh, my goodness. I think I've drank too many beer to even be on
the
show.
to use plural.
Drank too many beer.
Beers.
Oh, my God.
Well, beers. No, I understand because beer, it's like deer, you know? It has a deer, and then it's just a bee. So it kind of sounds like it could be plural because of deer.
That's why guys, you know what, guys pretend to be intelligent, and that's why we just call it brewskis, because they don't know, like, the real way to pronounce a beer or beer. So you say, yeah, some brewskis. It's just when it comes to
like a deer. Like a Bambi.
Elsa.
Yes?
You have taken things so far. Wow.
Is that bad?
No.
No, but seriously,
never.
Doesn't the deer thing make sense?
Yeah.
The beer and the deer. I totally see where that came from.
Are you okay?
I am fine.
Okay.
I
this, like,
am
whole
awesome.
Conversation taking your IQ level down a few points.
Or maybe it's just so advanced that you don't understand.
Oh,
there you
I
go. Good answer.
Yeah, Ted.
Hooray!
I know, it just went right above my head.
No, that's
good Lord. I came inside to look at my freaking... Somebody's trying to say something and girls are talking and it's rude. Oh, I'm
you know
sorry.
That when men talk, women shut up.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I will not let this devolve into a bitch fight, okay? Number one. Number
oh,
two.
The cat fights are fun.
Number two.
Bring
I don't care. I don't care. We're not even going to talk about it. Not going to joke about it because it will happen.
Oh, no,
well.
It won't.
No,
it won't. Let's all beat up on him.
Okay. So that's number one. Number two. I'm in trouble. 15 fucking times. You get cut off like every 2 minutes. I'm free. Ryan, you there?
Yeah.
Do you know my father went into the hospital this past week and he thought he had pneumonia and they took a fucking x-ray of him and they found a fucking quarter inside of him.
In his lung.
No! In his fucking colon.
He
swallowed
a quarter in his...
Like, not in his
wow.
colon. He, in his stomach, he swallowed a quarter somehow. He doesn't know how.
Is that like, I don't know why she swallowed the fly type thing? What is that?
That was a good one, Mel.
That's what it made me think of.
Over my head.
You guys have all heard that, right? The I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
I heard
isn't
it.
Isn't it like perhaps she'll die or something? Isn't that how it goes?
Yes.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Melva wants to be my friend.
Only because you asked so nicely.
Oh.
Do you like my picture?
Yes.
That's me. That's going to be me when I'm old.
That's okay.
Can't
I have four cats.
Can't you see it now? Like, you can already see it forming. You can see it. You're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it.
I already have four cats, so that's cool.
See, that's why I talk like this. I'm practicing for being old. I'm really like the best grandma ever. And we went to grandma, we're like, the parents are like, okay, we have to go see grandma now, kids. Remember, just smile, and if she tries to touch you, back away.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to be your friend now.
One of those.
No, I'm going to be insane, and I'm going to love it.
You're going to be one of those grandmothers that, like, has those.
Oh, no. I'm going to be a bag lady.
Hey, I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
You're going to be one of those grandmothers
thing that has those ginormous boobies that you can, like, just lay your head on and fall asleep.
In her lap.
Are you trying to say that you would like to lay on my boobs?
Your bosom.
Because I'm down with that.
Okay. Will you sing lullabies to me and bake me cookies?
I love baking. Okay. Next year I'm going to be an RA at my school, and I'm totally baking my residents cookies, like, all the time.
She's only baking chocolate chip, though.
All right. I'll lay down on your bosom.
Oh, my chocolate chip cookies.
What is those pretty noises? What is those? Good job. Good job. What's that noise? That sounds like...
My vibrator singing.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How loud can you go?
Okay. That's not where I was going with that, and I don't really enjoy where that went.
Oh, me neither. Kind of one of them shitty things.
And then I'm glad we're very much in agreement. My words are starting to get out of order.
Sam?
Wait a minute. I'm here.
Okay.
What's up, bitches? What's up, bitches? What's up, my lover girls?
Not much.
What are you doing?
Daddy.
What have you been doing when I've been gone? Come on. Don't make me ask. Don't make me ask again. Come on.
It reminds me of the commercial where it's like, hey, where you at?
You know where I'm at.
And just not like, well,
you're just awful quiet.
But I know where you're at.
How my bitch is doing?
What?
So who's hung up so far? Anybody unimportant?
Raise your hand if you're not here.
Oh, my.
You know what? I want y'all to understand something.
Nothing.
Some nights we have a certain kind of a conversation that goes around in circles.
Okay.
Usually it's when I control things fairly well. But the interaction between all you various women, it was interesting tonight to me, so I let it go. I like to just, you know, for some reason you were all liking each other a little bit. But
never
same,
again.
By the same token, some of you, even though you weren't showing it so overtly, were a little bit irritated by some of the others, too. I mean, Melza always starts off irritated by somebody. It's just in her childish nature.
It's in my natures.
Why don't you just shut up?
I can do that.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
All right.
I'm down.
So, it was pretty cool. And I figured I'd let it go on. I almost even contemplated just, like, letting you guys, you know, just do the rest of the show now. Just hang up.
No, don't.
No, because I thought, you know, you guys were having so much fun. Like, I've told people about these radio shows that I'm not out here to, like,
time.
Hold on a second. Let me find the mute button. Okay. I've told people that I'm not out here to, like, have some, who the hell is that? Oh, fuck. This is just too funny. No, it is. It's like my cell phone's calling into the show now, and I'm not even anywhere near it. I can see it. There's my cell phone. Holy shit. It's like a Mobius. We're in a time continuum with the Star Trek Enterprise. Okay, the truth is this. But I decided to let it go on tonight, because my shows are not meant to, like, I'm not trying to be famous. I'm not trying to be, like, you know, well-known. I'm not trying to be powerful or whatever. I'm just out here to just have a little experiment and to have fun to see what happens. And the shows don't always end. I mean, you know, I could have said goodnight, everybody, like an hour and a half ago, and the show would have ended on a fairly decent note with Ted basically going, I'm not sure what I have.
I just drooled.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. So, but I decided to let it go on and, well, ladies have a fun time, and, you know, maybe some of you liked it, maybe some of you didn't, and that's just the way it rolls. I mean, I was cut off like 15 or 20 times by my own lack of good connections, so you guys had plenty of an opportunity to establish a foothold in your female dominance hierarchies, you know.
You like it when the ladies are on top.
No, I mean, I wasn't here, so they couldn't be on top. But I'd come back in, and I would just see you guys trying to establish a pecking order, and I just, you know, I thought it was pretty interesting.
I like the music box.
Okay, Milza, don't do that. Don't do that on the show, seriously.
How do you know it was me?
Because I know it's you. You're the only one. You're the only one gay enough to do that.
I am not gay.
Alyssa's a close second.
Huh?
Alyssa's a close second in the gay department.
In the gay department.
Yeah.
So what is the verdict here of your nice speech? That was lovely, by the way.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
You just gave a lovely little speech where you were talking about how you were psychoanalyzing us and we had no idea, and something about pecking and a hierarchy and stuff.
Yeah, so what are you looking for?
The answer.
To what?
Huh?
To what question?
The question.
You better ask it.
I just stapled my finger. Ow.
Okay.
I'm not falling for the staple.
I'm not even going to say the word this time.
Finger.
Here we go. Okay. Hey, Ryan. Still there?
I'm listening, Sam. I'm not interrupting you anymore.
No, Ryan's not here. Ted made her hang up.
Hey, get back up on your soapbox and preach to me, brother.
I will. Teddy's still there?
I'm going to put a bulletin out so more people will call in.
Ted! They're gone. He made her hang up. That's awesome. Oh, I have Melza muted. She doesn't even know it.
You can't even hear Ted. When he talks,
no,
you can't
I know.
Hear him.
I know. Well, no, Ted, you know, look, did I not keep calling him and asking him questions? No, did I not? Am I my brother's keeper? I said yes. Did I not try and bring him in to the ring of testosterone?
Is he normally talkative?
He's an intelligent guy, but he's more of a counterpuncher, like when it comes to talking, you know, like he'll answer questions, but you know, I don't know what happened there. I have a pretty good rapport with him.
Here I go. It's going out.
Crappy Chronicles. Is it
going to
be a blog or is it
going to
be a talk radio thing?
Oh no, I'm not going to do it on the air. It's just going to be on the blog. It's just going to be a fun little thing. It's going to basically go into the whole origins of his existence and where he is today.
Maybe my friend Eva will
and
call.
Excuse me, I don't know what gave you the impetus to interrupt me, but
oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just, you know, we have to do this to each other. It's only fair. But just, it's going to go into the origin, his origins and where he, why he is the way he is. And that's pretty much it. Okay. Your turn.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yay. Maybe my friend Diva will call me.
Your friend Diva will call you?
Yes. I've known him for like ever.
And when will he call you?
I don't know because.
Why did that come out?
Because I hope he calls me because. I love him.
Yeah. Is that you, Gabby?
No, it's
Stephanie.
Who wants their friend Diva to call them?
Stephanie.
Okay. Stephanie.
Yeah.
Why did you just mention that out of, like, totally nowhere?
Because I've known him for, like, ever, and we
No. But did the thought just, like, pop in your mind and out your mouth?
Oh, because I'm in the house now. And I'm on MySpace because I'm addicted to it. And I'm just going to admit it. And I'm not impressed, but I've never, because I don't talk to anybody on the phone or in instant message or anything on MySpace. And we used to write on funkdiggityfresh.com together.
Okay. All right.
Sam, you want to say it?
Okay. I think, for those of you who are listening, you have to understand there's something not right with Stephanie.
No, I told you. Have I not told you people that I have this Tourette's?
No, no.
And I just randomly think of stuff and just it just flies out of my mouth.
Yeah, but the thing was that we were discussing something and you interrupted him. Then he stopped.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm a pretty benevolent guy to a point, you know. Like, because, like, you know, if in the beginning of the show when, like, there's a lot of energy and I have a lot of, like, you know.
Oh, are you sleepy?
Energy, I can, like, work it in, even if you're talking about, like, anal hemorrhages or something. I can work it back into the show. But when we're mellowing out at the end of the night, we just went through a big, long period that sucked. And we come out the other side of it, and we're trying to, like, have a good ending. And in the middle of something, I just happen to be saying, you go, oh, I hope that my friend Devo calls me. Do you think that I should be happy with that?
Oh, no.
Just I smack my cock across your face, even though you're married?
No.
Because if you were here, that's exactly what I'd do. And I would keep doing it until you smiled and said, thank you, sir.
May I have another?
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the subject.
What was the subject?
Krabby Chronicle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
No, the point is, it's just going to be a fun little creative venue as to why his origins, how he turned out the way he is, and what his possible future holds.
But you know, he said why he did what he did.
No, it's gonna be I'm not even gonna go into it. It's gonna be fun.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun. You saw the banner I made, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it, and I don't like it.
I didn't say that. I just said yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Well, you know the point on MySpace, darling, is to be entertaining, and I like to do it without getting all the mud on me that everybody else gets on them.
So when did Krabby start coming around?
I don't know. I've only seen him probably about two or three months ago.
Oh, he's been blog-dicking, like Chad 360 blogs, but, you know, it was funny. And then when Chad did his April 1st, April Fool's Day, Chad 360 did a blog saying that he pulled off.
Oh, I like his blog. He's funny.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Chad 360 pulled off this big MySpace hoax saying that he was really straight.
Okay.
And him and Deanna and a couple others were in on it, and he lost a lot of readers because they were really pissed that he pulled this little prank on them. Yeah, because of course he comes back the next day and says, it was a joke, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Well, you know, Krabby thought it was wrong that, you know, he did this to his readers.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing to lie about or even joke about.
But who did they say he was?
What?
Who did they accuse?
Chad said that he was gay. Chad said that he was straight. Chad 360 came out with this blog and said, I just pulled off the biggest MySpace hoax. I'm straight.
Okay.
Well, Krabby said, you know, he lost readers. They got pissed. So he pissed off a lot of people. You know?
Chad pissed off a lot of people?
Yeah, and Krabby called him on it. Well, you know.
Well, has Chad been going around, like, has everyone thought of him as a gay person, and now he's saying he's straight?
It was just that day. He came back the next day and said.
It was an April Fool's joke.
Blah, blah, blah. But.
Yeah, but
know.
I didn't know he was gay to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is he Todd's boyfriend or something?
No, not that Chad. Chad 360 is not Chad Todd's. It's Todd's roommate.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, anyways, Krabby called him on it. And, I mean, you know, he said, you know.
But it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, but that, you know what? Teasing, I mean, gay people have a hard enough time as it is, okay?
I know. My mom's gay. My mom has been, she came out of the closet. My mom came out, when I was 17, and we lived in, at the time I was in high school, we lived in a tiny little town, and people were like, because we didn't live in Virginia at the time, we lived in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, which is like a tiny little hick town, and people were, like, threatening to kill my mom and her girlfriend. And, yeah, they do. Gay people have a really, really hard time as
okay.
is.
You get through that, all right? What would you have done if your mom would said a year later, oh, guess what? I'm straight.
Well, she would never do that. Yeah, I see your point.
She would be like, fucking bitch, we just went through hell, you know?
Yeah, I got my ass kicked constantly.
Yeah, but see...
by a bunch of rednecks.
And, I mean, there was a lot of people that were a little irked with it, you know? And then, you know, and Krabby called him on it. Well, you know, Chad handled it well. Chad really did handle it well.
Mr. Burgess, please. Hello, Mr. Burgess?
But,
This is Kevin Conover from Gay Lesbian Coalition of Greater Mississippi. We are,
But anyways, this is like...
what the hell is that?
I don't know.
Hello?
So anyways,
where'd Sam go?
He's on the phone ordering pizza, I don't know. Anyways, so after that, you know, everybody else started coming down on Krabby because he was coming down on Chad, and people got nasty with him. So, you know, he got nasty right back. And, I mean, it was just the whole thing that just triggered everything.
Huh.
Oh! Well, I put out a nasty blog on Sunday morning, and I took it off, you know, I took it off on Sunday afternoon.
Bet you're gay. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'm just trying to play some gay sound clips. At all.
Okay.
You know, I should have just gone straight to the fucking village people. Did you ever see my blog, Make Way for the Lavender Brigade, about gays in the military?
Oh.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty raucous. I had a.
I love America. America's great.
I had a show about that too. Gays in the military.
I know my husband. Oh.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No one interrupted me. I was just listening.
Okay. Go ahead, Gabby.
Hi.
Or whoever was talking. It sounded like Gabby. I don't know.
No, I'm done.
Hey, is everybody's blogs working okay?
Yeah, did you see you have to go in under your control panel?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do that, then and delete that, or put that site on restrict.
No, I didn't see. What's
all
the
right,
blog?
I'll repost the bulletin.
Interesting.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a blog tonight.
Yay!
And it's just going to say, this is your blog. Do whatever the fuck you want. Comment, respond to each other, make fun of each other, piss on each other, moan, blame, question, put up pictures. Just do whatever, and then we'll see what happens.
That's what I do.
Any crazy picture that you want to put up.
What do you mean that's what you do? You do not, you lying sack of shit.
Oh, you're a lying sack of shit. I don't care. Make fun of me.
You're an unoriginal lying sack of shit because I said it first. I said lying sack of shit first, and you copied me. You don't do that. What do? That's like that.
If you don't put the shit in a bag, it's not.
You really said that? You really do that?
I don't care if people make fun of me. I really don't because look at me. I laugh.
That isn't
like,
what I said though. You said you already do that.
No, because people take themselves too seriously.
Oh,
they
my
really
God.
Do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get this. Seriously, you need something seriously fast.
Dude.
I said I had an idea for a blog. You go, oh, I do that. And then I said, what do? And you go, I don't care. People can whatever. I'm trying to figure out what it is you do that you said you already do that.
No, because I try it, like...
Oh, okay, yeah, makes sense. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for clarifying that.
try and let people just realize that if they just be themselves, they'll be all right.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. Just be yourself.
Don't make me come to Salem, witch burner.
I said, don't make me come.
Yeah. We heard that.
My chair's not scotch guarded. Don't make me come.
I say make me fucking come.
You know what's amazing?
Sorry.
There's this building down the street from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it sounds like the past few nights, the fucking alarm keeps going off, and it sounds like a railroad crossing. Like, it sounds like a Quaker on steroids ringing that bell. You know, like Jebediah. Yeah, listen, can you hear it? Listen.
Jebediah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my shit. Oh, my damn.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
It's right across from like four or five houses. It's so funny. People can't sleep.
The woman.
I should go outside and run back and forth naked going, it's not me, I didn't do it, I'm just enjoying it, blah, blah, blah. I didn't do it. I just like to run around naked.
Don't pay any attention to the naked guy.
Yeah. I could just put on a pair of, just to be fair, I could put on a pair of, like, you know, jogging shorts and just run back and forth in front of the building going, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
Public sidewalk. Yeah, wasn't me. Public sidewalk.
Just run out there naked and run around and write a news story the next day. Like, did you see that crazy guy running around naked? Who was that crazy naked guy?
Yeah. you know what else I could do? I could go get like a big frying pan and a ladle, like a big spoon or a ladle, and I could run out in front and like play like a beat with it, like bing bing a bing bing a bing bing, and they can't arrest me because I'm not disturbing the peace. It's already disturbed. I would be like, ding, ding, ding. I said, look, these people across the street can't sleep. I might as well entertain them. Ding, 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 ding.
In your little boxer shorts?
Yeah, yeah.
Or what about
you're a riot starter.
From, like, the shorts from the 70s, you know, with the little white
shorts. Come on, that's humiliating. I'm trying to be entertaining. That's humiliating.
I don't have to tan. I just go out in the backyard.
Yeah. Well, you know what I could do?
What?
I could get my other phone because this is going to die.
Oh, come on.
I could get out like a little fake train, like a little like big wheel train and ride it back and forth.
Christopher, you realize these people I'm talking to on the phone are crazy people. They're riot starters.
I'll be right back.
Well, hurry up.
He is hanging up.
I know.
No,
I reposted that.
He had another call.
Bulletin.
My husband is sitting here watching me talk to people on the phone, and he's on his video game, and he's just ignoring me.
Who are you?
Take all your clothes off. Take all your clothes off and just sit there naked.
He would sit there and he'd just look over at me and go, oh, you're naked now. Okay, great.
Who, your husband?
Yeah.
No,
he's just like...
Listen. Go get four Q-tips, okay?
He likes...
Take all your clothes off.
I'm telling you, they go over there. They like the woman in the burka now.
Two in your nose and one in each ear and sit there naked like that.
He just go, oh, baby, let me take a picture.
Ask him if it would turn him on to if you wore a burkini.
Hey, honey. Christopher.
What's up?
Would it turn you on if I wore a burkini? Who? Huh? Would it turn you on if I wore a burkini?
Or I'm playing a game.
Oh, my God. Don't talk to me that about your husband. I'll put you on mute.
he's so into this game. Hold on. Let me
what game is it? Ask him. What game?
What game are you playing, honey?
Nintendo Zelda.
No, he's on his computer. See, we have, like, this joke. We're so set up and
he's playing Call of Duty 3 or Battlefield.
Yeah. Weird Japanese vending thingy. I better leave him alone. Weird Japanese vending machine thingy.
Oh, he's playing, what's that game called, honey, that you're playing?
Pac-Man.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my dad.
Oh, yeah, that's what
that's
he
a good one. Is he on the cruise ship?
My dad.
Is Larry on the cruise ship?
Anyway. I've been really looking up porn.
Anyways.
Back to the Krabby Chronicles.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
We're done with that.
I should be working on it right now so I can have it published by 3 o'clock because my weekends are pretty full.
So I think you should start working on it.
I should. I can't get into my blogs at all, though.
Yeah, somebody put a bulletin out about they couldn't get into their blog to do replies.
Why don't you guys look at my bulletin and do what it says, and then you'll
be... Oh, crap.
MySpace is rewriting the code right now.
I haven't had any problems.
So it gets sorted out as quickly as possible.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Tom's working on it like a madman, I'm sure.
Yes, sure he is.
Do you guys use Internet Explorer or do you use Firefox?
I use IE.
Yeah.
I as well.
My IE, when I went into that, then I had problems with my blog, so I went back to Firefox. I didn't have any problems.
Gabby, stop the blog virus.
Stephanie.
What?
You're a riot. You just put out, like, call in and talk to us in that bulletin. And it's like, it's already, like, too late. Oh, hold on a second. I'm going to let Melza back in.
What do you mean, let me back in?
You've been muted the whole time.
I have Holy not. Hell. Gabby's got, like,
I
all kinds of...
only pretending to Melza.
Hey, Melza.
Yes, sir?
Did you really think we were responding to anything you said?
I was not muted.
Did it accidentally seem that way? I'm just curious. Did it sound like we were really responding to shit you said? Because everybody out here will tell you that no one heard you for the past 20 minutes.
Really?
Please tell.
I did, Melza.
Please tell the truth, people, or I will mute you.
I can't tell you where I heard you at, but I can tell you that
I did. Because I'm pretty sure I wasn't muted because...
No, you've been muted the whole time.
Don't even lie to me. You're going to, like, destroy my hopes and dreams.
Hey, hold on a second. Whoever just said that you've heard her, seriously, are you lying? Why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
What did you hear her say?
I don't remember.
This is the one who can't remember anything. Is that you, Stephanie?
No.
What?
Gabby.
No, it's Alyssa.
Alyssa, you heard her say something.
I said she's not muted because I heard something she said.
When did you hear it?
Well, maybe I read something she said.
Oh, my God. This is insane. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get Melza to understand that she has been muted for the past 20 minutes.
That's horrible.
That is absolutely outrageous.
But it worked out. It worked out.
For the best.
Okay, yeah. I got to find...
Wait, why would you do that?
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Because
stand up for you, Melza. I don't agree either.
Because you were...
kick his ass.
You were just doing various disruptive things.
I was what?
You were doing various disruptive things.
I thought...
You just matched it and...
You were singing into the phone. You were like... You know, you would like look at something else and go... Do-do-do-do-do.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you didn't hear it, but... I was listening. And it was somebody else trying to talk. And you kept talking over them.
No, that wasn't Melza.
No.
Nor
listen,
was it
I. Believe me, I've done enough of these shows. I know who is who and what is what. And I can,
okay. Well, what am I and who is you?
I know Melza well enough to know her voice, and I know that I had her muted for the past 20 minutes. Okay, folks, be in denial, please. This is a riot. Like, I'm way past the point of my, like, usually even letting these shows run. This has gone on for, like, 2 hours at least now. The only time I ever did a two-hour show was when Rusty the Sociopath was on. And that's
whatever happened to him?
Ryan said that he had a seizure and fell down, and his two front teeth became, like, black.
Well, I remember that, but, like, what happened to him?
Be more specific.
Is he alive?
Oh, I
where
know.
He been?
I don't know.
Can he talk? Can he blog?
Don't.
Oh, shit, he can't blog? Oh, his life's over. Oh, I'm
nope.
sorry.
What is a restricted site? Where the hell is that?
All right, my phone's probably going to die, and if it does, you guys can just enjoy the show for as long as you want. Just talk.
Yes, Sam, you know how
I gotta go.
How to get around that.
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam, I will talk to you later.
Okay, sweetheart.
Wait, who's leaving?
My phone's going to die.
No.
Me and Melza are going to stay online on here, on the phone, and have phone sex, aren't we?
Heck yes,
we
are.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, who's leaving now? Why is everybody leaving?
That was Julian, wasn't it? Leaving?
Hello.
I cannot tell a word you are saying.
Did you even understand what I was saying?
I just said that I couldn't.
You couldn't?
I couldn't tell what you were saying. Could you even tell what I was saying?
No.
I am drooling like mad.
Why?
I have overactive salivary glands. Mm. Yeah, I know.
Overactive salivatory glands. So that could come in handy if you're
it's not salivatory, it's like salivary.
I know.
Or salivary.
It's kind of good whenever you're given head. Like, you've got to get that up in there, you know?
Yeah. The dentist told me that I had that, like, when I was, like, I was little. And I always thought that was amusing. I was like, cool, that means I always have a lot of spit in my mouth. Because he was like, I don't know, I was probably getting, like, a filling or something. And he just, like, had to keep sucking the spit out of the back of my mouth because I was, like, drowning. He said I was drowning in my own spit, and I was like, excellent.
But did he give you laughing gas, and then he had that thing in your mouth?
No, I've never gotten laughing gas.
He said it was a clear thing that was sucking up the spit. It was going on your side of your chin. But without laughing gas, everything was going upside down by the time you went to pay. Or
what are you talking about?
A dentist. Visit.
Is this a rhetoric? I mean, not a rhetoric, a hypothetical dentist visit?
Just a fucking off-topic random thing that I happened to say.
You know,
that's it.
I don't really like that when people are random and say things that are off-topic.
But,
you know?
Well, I understand.
You know, it really grinds my gears.
What? When you don't have... Whenever...
Do you watch Family
back, when you don't have back breaks...
Do you watch Family Guy?
They keep spinning around and around and around.
Hey, shh. Do you watch Family Guy?
Not much, no.
No. So that whole grinds my gears reference totally lost on you.
Yes.
Well, I wrote a letter to my friend in Afghanistan the other day. And have you seen the movie A Knight's Tale?
Mm-mm.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
With Heath Ledger and that other guy and some more dudes.
You describe movies like I do. Like, there's just one guy in there. Like, he's
no, Heath
really,
Ledger.
Really and
it's
then,
Heath
like,
Ledger.
Like,
and it's
in there. And a girl. And she's, like, younger.
And Geoffrey Chaucer. He's in there. Yeah. It's because it's based on one of the Canterbury Tales, actually.
Unless I was shown it in college or high school or something. When I was studying Canterbury Tales.
No, A Knight's Tale is like it's a very recent movie, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a love letter in that movie that they write. And when I was writing this letter to my friend in Afghanistan, like halfway through the letter, I was like, wait. So I went and I fast forwarded to the part in the movie where they're writing the love letter, and I wrote it down word for word, like in the middle of the letter. And then after that, I just went on with the rest of my letter. It was so random. And I really hope he's seen it, or else that'd be really, really weird.
If not, you have to send another one. You know what I put in that letter, motherfucker? You know?
Well, like, I wrote in, like, a P.S. I was like, P.S., I really hope you've seen A Knight's Tale. Are you are just going to think I'm even more crazy than. This is a guy that I told. Well, I sent him a message on MySpace. I haven't seen him in like 1, 2, 3, 4 years. Mm-hmm. But I sent him a message on MySpace. I'm like, we're gonna fall in love, okay? Okay. And then he sent me one back. He's like, hey, I think you're already in love with me, okay? And I was like, oh, okay. Everybody thinks that I'm in love with them.
This isn't Fat D, is it?
Huh?
This isn't Fat Kid D.
What about?
Who's the person?
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about or what you said.
Okay. Who's the name? What's the name of the person?
In Afghanistan?
Yeah, but they're not, they don't live there, do they?
They're stationed there.
Right, but they're from what country?
They're from North Carolina.
Okay.
That's a country now, by the way.
Since you said that, I will accept.
Because everything I say is true. And everything I say actually makes sense if people take the time to think about it. But everybody just, like, brushes off everything I say. Like, oh, Mouse is crazy. Look at her talking. Cute. Like, nobody even, like, stops to think about it. And I'm like, that is so freaking amazingly clever, and nobody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story of my life.
But one day...
Are you going to finish that?
Yeah, I was just waiting for someone to interrupt, and I forgot it was just us, so... No. One day, you'll like that.
What?
Aspect of you, yeah.
I will what?
You will like that.
I will like what?
What you just said.
What did...
Say it again.
Okay.
Say it again. Say it again.
I said that I say things and nobody gets it, and I think it's really clever, but nobody understands, and they just think I'm crazy, and but really it makes sense. They just don't get it.
But one day, you won't really care, because...
No, I don't care, but
like
I kind of feel...
Okay, they didn't get it, so...
No, I kind of feel sorry for them, because, like... They're missing out on how amazing I am.
Because you have a different personality than most people have, and it takes a certain person to be able to appreciate your personality.
I think they appreciate it, just not...
They don't appreciate it. They don't validate it. Or...
Like, I'm pretty sure I'm appreciated because people are like, oh my gosh, we got to get Melissa up in here. Or, sorry, Melissa. I wonder if, like, people really think that Melissa is my actual name, because that would be pretty sad.
They don't.
If my parents ever, like, really named me Melissa, I would have been like, hell no. What was I saying?
You were saying that if your parents really named you Melissa, that would...
No, before that. That was my tangent.
You were saying that...
Oh, yeah. But, like, they do. They're, like, they love, like, listening to me talk, but they don't get it.
That you are knowledgeable about any information of which you speak because of the way you speak it, is basically what you're saying.
And I like that. Like, that sounded weird. I like people not knowing how smart I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I like it. Because, like, one day they figure it out, and then they're like, oh, man. And I like people to underestimate me. I don't know why. I think I like surprising people. I'm like, ah!
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I enjoy messing with people. Okay, at work today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I work where my younger brother works. And he actually just started back up because he had to quit because his grades were bad. But anyways, I was in there working. And this guy...
Are we still being recorded on archives?
Yes.
Wow, this is great. Okay.
And
wanted you to make sure you remember that.
And this guy came up to me, he was like, you look really familiar. Do you have a brother? And I was like, well, why? Why would you ask me that? And he was like, you look like someone I know. And I was like, well, I have a brother, but you wouldn't know him. And I knew that he did know my brother because my brother used to work there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody's just listening to this conversation, and they're, like, trying so hard not to laugh because they know I'm just having fun because this is what I do. And we went on this, like, whole conversation. I accused him of being a stalker because he kept asking me questions about, like, my brother. And I was like, you wouldn't know him. You're older than him. You guys didn't go to the same school. You're a creepy stalker. And I was, like, yelling at him. It's like, no, he's creeping me out. And, like, everybody else just had to leave because they were, like, dying inside. And I don't know. I had him going on it for, like, a few hours. And I was told that, like, every employee that came in, like, when they clocked in, he'd be like, dude, that girl looks exactly like that guy that works here. And, like, some of them knew, but nobody said anything. And then when my brother did come into work, because I went in before him, he's like, hey, come here and stand next to her. I wanna see how much you guys look alike. And he was like, okay. I was like, yeah, come around this way. And I was going to tell my brother, like, don't tell him, you know, don't tell him that we're related. But as he was walking away, he's like, hey, do you know her? And my brother was like, yeah, that's my sister. And I was like, no, because I was like, it was 4 hours of work of keeping this game, and my brother ruined it. It's a true story.
What are you doing home on a Friday night?
Because I didn't get off work until, like, 10:40. And that was too late to go out with any of my friends.
Well,
what are you doing home on a Friday night?
I didn't get home till, like, well, late for me from work. But, and I didn't feel like going a damn place. One of those nights, I wanted to stay home and vegetate and watch a movie and do absolutely nothing but bullshit, you know?
Yeah. I was really tired when I got off work, too. Like, I was supposed to get off at 10, but I didn't. So I had plans to maybe go see a movie, like, when I got off work with one of my friends, but I got off work late, so we couldn't. I was like, dang it. And plus, my legs were dying because I had been standing for 8 hours.
Where do you work at?
A restaurant.
What restaurant?
A pizza restaurant that may or may not involve a hut.
Pizza?
I didn't say that.
I know. But one time I ate pizza. In a hut.
Mhm.
And I was just wondering if that was the kind of pizza I ate in the hut when I ordered pizza.
Why would there? Never mind. I was about to confuse myself, and that's never good. Because sometimes I talk about things in a way that's so not right.
Mhm.
That I like throw myself off, and then I'm like, "Whoa, I'm not even on track here." My train of thought has derailed. I actually drew a picture of that once. I don't know where that came from, so we'll just pretend like I didn't say it. Okay, ready? Ready, go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I should put this cowbell away.
Have you ever drawn any pictures?
Have I what?
Ever drawn any pictures?
Oh, yeah. I used to, well, she's my ex-best friend now because she went to college and turned into a person that cared what everybody thought and started, like, getting...
Wanted to go out and drink and fuck everybody?
Yeah. And, like she was my best friend for 2 years. And, like, we did everything. And we would do crazy things. And,
yeah.
Like, we just didn't care what other people thought. But she started caring. And so she didn't want to hang out with me anymore. And so now we're not friends. And we used to draw comics together of our adventures. We'd turn our everyday lives into grand comic adventures. And they're mostly stick figures with capes, but that's sort of... And when I also started my own comic that was The Adventures of Super Death.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like death going around killing all the people I didn't like.
Don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me.
There was just like obnoxious people that, like, sometimes I would think that maybe if death were on my side, they might be dead. But it's, I still have those comics somewhere, except for a couple that I gave away as presents. I'm really glad nobody, like, a counselor in school never found those, because I would have been like, okay, you're going to therapy.
I know what you feel like. You're not right, child. We must go somewhere. We have to figure out what is wrong with you.
Ta-da. I think that's the problem. Like, I hate how...
Tell her to come in to the light.
Like, what? Like, everybody's being diagnosed with, like, ADD to get put on the drugs. And it's really horrible because so much creativity is, like, stunted.
Oh, totally. Because, from like, ADD...
And, like, I can always tell, like, who's on Ritalin growing up. Like, my friends at school, like, they would just, like, start talking, and I'd be like, you were on Ritalin growing up. You might be on it now. Because just with the way they talk, you could tell there was once something great there. It's been ruined.
Yep.
And then there are people that overcome the drugs. I like those people. They're like, I was on Ritalin, and then my parents saw that it was evil and stopped it. What is that sound? What was that?
That was just some of my stuff.
No worries.
Aww. Huh?
Hmm? What?
I think Sam is listening.
It's possible.
Do you know that?
I think
he hears us. So I think we should tell him how much we want him right now.
Well, he already knows how much I want him, and he basically told me it's not going to happen. Kind of broke my heart again. He's broken my heart like 5 times. Seriously.
Mine will only be trampled on.
But then again, I'm only 18, and I have lots of hearts left for people to break. Let's go back in.
At Dollar General last week, they had a sale on hearts. They were 10 for a dollar. I stocked up.
Wait, on what?
On hearts.
On hearts? Oh, because I said I have lots of hearts left for people to break.
Right. I stocked up.
I get it. I'm there. I'm with you on this one.
All right. Glad you can understand my unconventional conversation.
Did you understand my dear beer theory?
Dear beer theory? I did, but then I wanted to say that, okay, dear beer, but if you hit a deer, you hit one animal, which is called a deer. If you were to have hit more than one deer, you wouldn't say I hit two deers. You would say I hit two deer. Or
I know, that's
I
where
hit
my
a,
beer theory came from, because who was it that said, they're like, I have had several beer.
Yeah, and that means you don't, that's like George Bush's, I hear there's rumor on the internet. You know?
Oh, I found this awesome picture of George Bush. You know, I mean, it's like photoshopped, but it's like him, but only he's playing with like little army guys. And he's like, cow, cow, boom.
Did you get that off my page?
Did I? I got it somewhere, and I loved it.
I have that on my page.
I don't think I got it off your page, though.
I don't think you've never been to my page.
I think you're on my friends. I'm drooling again.
What are you salivating about? I mean, like...
Nothing. Well, part of it was because I had my head laying down on my phone, so, like, I'm talking and, like, spit is, like, dripping out the side. I know it's an attractive picture, and I'm pretty sure someone's going to paint it one day for me. But, I don't know, I just... It doesn't happen except, like, late at night, because normally I can control my spit.
Well, you know what?
What?
I'm going to play a game with me. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Did I miss something?
Mm-mm.
What's going on?
It's just me and you. And Sam's eavesdropping, because I'm sure.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, he's listening somewhere.
I don't think so.
We're not his number one priority, but he's doing his own thing. He just left us. Okay. Something that we haven't ever... never done before, right?
What are you talking about?
When he fucking hauled ass and left and...
He messaged me
to call in and I had to call him from my cell to get him back into his own show and shit.
Yeah, I remember that. But I think this time he's just like, I'm tired, I'm hanging up, and you guys can have fun.
But you know what? He needs to... I mean, he doesn't have, like, a standard night or anything that he posts his stuff or when he's going to be on. So, you know, I don't
know.
Well, because
he had to go write that blog, remember?
Unless I'm, like, happen to be in front of the computer and see that he's going to be on, then I don't, you know, know.
Do you know why he's getting back involved with, like, the MySpace drama and stuff? I'm wondering if he's not trying to build up his readers again. Because since he left for such a long time, I think he lost a lot of readers. So I think, I don't know. I mean, like, I know he would never admit, I'm probably just getting scolded for even saying this.
Yeah, okay. Especially since you are on the archive still.
I know. I don't, everything that I say, I'm aware of who will hear it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I say things, like, right now I'm really not talking to you. I'm talking to
exactly.
To him when he reads it.
Right,
so,
right.
I do that a lot. Like, when I was walking through the mall like a dinosaur, the other day, it was a month ago, but I was walking through the mall like a dinosaur, and I was with my friend Greg, and we were just walking, but, like, whenever somebody else would walk by, I would tell him how much fun it was to walk like a dinosaur and how I thought more people should do it.
Walk like a dinosaur. Everybody walk like a dinosaur. That song? Do you remember that song? Please tell me that you do. Melza? Melza. 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 You still there? Did you leave me, baby? Hey. You heard me? Really? Melza, can you hear me right now? Type on the screen what I'm saying. Numbers. 54437. Type it if you hear me. I said 54437. Okay, now you talk. Just wanted to fill you in on what's going on. Mel's is on, you know, Yahoo I am, and talking to me. She can hear me. She can hear me. She has called in, but I cannot hear her at all. So it's a huge clusterfuck. So we're typing back and forth. Blog Talk Radio hung up on Melza. So, we're trying to get her back on here. However, you know, Alyssa is not too talented in this department, so. The bastard, she was in the middle of her dino story. She is upset. She wanted to finish her dino story. So we're going to try and see if we can get her back in. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, guess what? I'm the only one on the Sam Freedom Hour. Oh, he changed that shit, though. It might be the two people talking. Did you call in for the Fuck You Friday, or the Sam Freedom Hour, or the Two People Talking? I was trying to wait. I hear something. I think Mel's will call back in. Now, we have changed the show. Only Alyssa is here. And I called back in. Because I'm addicted to him. And now I'm changing the name of his show. It is no longer going to be Two People Talking. It is now going to be One Female Masturbating. So, are you ready? Are you ready for a little bit of masturbation? If you feel it's a little bit too much for your ears, then I suggest anyone with heart palpitations, please exit the room. If you are not this high, you can't ride. And Melza has informed me that she is listening. So, Melza, type me dirty messages on my screen to get off on. This is going to be a new Sam Freedom Hour. And it's not even going to be an hour. I hope Melza knows better dirty talk than that. Melza is going to attempt to get Alyssa off via cybersex. Can it happen? Will it happen? Will it happen only once? Or will it not happen at all? Let's hope for the best. Go, Melza. Type your dirty thoughts up on the screen. Let me see if it makes my poo-tang ring. Oh, I'm sorry, our kid backed out. Our kid backed out. Milza! How dare you! You have to have toys, Melva. None? I'm only 12. No. Twelve years old? No, you're not 12 years old. I don't believe you. I think you have 12 toys. I think you want... I think you want... Fat Kid 60 to come over and play with you. And if you are really 12, like you say, then he can play in your sandbox. Y'all can have a really, really close relationship. You and Fat Kid. But he won't tap you, Elsa, because he says you're too young. You can't be 12, or he's not going to tap you. Sam Freedom would? Sam Freedom would tap you? But because he's in love with that Julie fellow? Well, you know, sometimes we tap things that we don't always have to be in love with. Well, I know he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. I understand all that. Nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings. But I'm so glad that you're speaking clarity to me now, because I understand. That's not true. What about the Nazis? Nazis wanted to hurt feelings. Melza brought those back for Sam. I think she loves him. No, I can't let that happen. No. Take all that back. Not really all of it. Just the last couple lines of bullshit I fed you. I mean, honestly, what does Melza actually know of love? I mean, she's like 12. How much could she possibly know? Her idea of love is probably, yes, I got red out of the bubblegum machine. I love it. You know? That's probably like, yes. Because she's 12. Either that or not having a dress out for PE. That would be another 12-year-old love. But she is a hopeless romantic. And she never wanted to dress out. That's why I said that earlier. Therefore, I warn you, she... If you ask her to come visit, don't expect her to show up with any bags. This girl is going to come to your place with nothing but her purse. She might have some toys in there, though. And she might use them, but she might not have any clothes because she hates dressing out. This is really, really crazy. I just want you to know. That if you're still listening to this, that you absolutely have no life whatsoever in the entire world. And I could probably say that about myself as well, because I keep talking. So, one stalker talking, and one loser typing. Oh, we were supposed to masturbate, weren't we? So, we're supposed to really kind of switch it up a little bit and make you feel something that you never really thought you would hear on the Sound Freedom Hour. However, this is not our really 35th hour because the first two segments were only... Okay, and that. And then, now we've jumped and jumped and now we are at the two men talking. And now we're even further. One person talking to herself and typing to her friend. Such a nice ring. Sounds like you could spell capital loser. And that would just cover everything about me. So let's just say for one moment, you have listened and you have heard that I'm a loser. Me and Melza have total loser love. And we want to spread it to all over MySpace. Across the blog's hemisphere. Into your lower quadriceps. All the way up into your bicep. And then up into your head. Down in front of your nose. You put your hand in the L format. And that stands for the love we have. It's a double L. Loser love. Totally loser love. I hope you're feeling it. I think right now, what we're going to do is, let's see, We have a caller. I know the callers have just been waiting and waiting and waiting. I know, I am feeling my pussy right now, and I am rubbing it fucking hard. And it's getting fucking wet, and I have pressure on that son of a bitch. But I'm going to keep on typing and keep on talking like I do every time I'm on the computer. Why should this be any different just because it's two people? Oh, no, wait, it's not. It's one person talking. And one person typing. You know what? You know, I really do have a question, and I really would like my question answered. However, no one wants to answer my question, so here it is. Are you ready? Here is the ultimate question. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, don't be afraid to take me by the hand if you want to. What the fuck is that crazy woman? I think she's insane. Does anybody have anything that will make me sane? Check yes or no. Hey, you should be checking yes or no by now. Because I was trying to sing you a little jiddly, That's kind of like giblets in your gravy from the turkey, and someone slips up and makes giblet gravy, and you don't really like giblets, but they put it in your turkey, and you get pissed because they're like, oh, don't you want some gravy? They don't tell you that they have giblets in there. They just feed it to you. Well, that's kind of how that went. You know what? I think I should start drinking. What do you think? What does everybody think around me? You know? I don't just want to drink for no reason. But damn it, I think I have to rub one out first. If anybody has any good porn, will you hire me and, like, pop up pictures on my screen. I might not respond, though. I've got both hands working. Just pop stuff up. You know I'm diddling my clit. So just pop stuff up in the screen on my IM. Just make it boom, boom, boom so I can see it. It takes a lot of visions for me because I have, like, OCD and ADD, and I can, like, see all 16 of those at one time. So please just pop them all up, the hottest pictures you have, and then once I click on you and respond, please take that picture down and put another picture up as fast as you can, because I like to keep it switching around in the brain a lot.